Nuclear weapons are now being moved up the front lines in Europe and the Middle East. This is official. We just went up the threat escalation ladder. This is a maximum alert.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Everybody knows that certain breeds of dogs have different proclivities. Well, on both sides of my family, we've always been into geopolitics, history, strategy, weapons, science, technology. And since I was 3 years old, I was obsessed with it. And I've studied nuclear weapons and policy since I was about 6 years old. And I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of top experts in it. And you can just say I got my head in the game. So you're going to get information here today that comes from me. And of course, you'll see the AI and you'll see articles saying Jones just says this. But I'm not just saying this. And everything I say has thousands of data pieces, and 99% of it is admitted. And you can go just write down whatever I say and go look it up, and you'll find it. You got to go into policy reports and RAND Corporation and Pentagon reports and all the different think tanks and NATO and the rest of it. But for 20 years at least, Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. But the deal they made with the United States is they keep them with fighter bombers and bombers that are piloted by Pakistanis in Pakistan, who's a major nuclear power. That's no secret. Supposedly the only Muslim nuclear power. And the defense deal is that if Saudi Arabia makes a phone call, within an hour, their nukes are moved to Saudi Arabia. They moved the nukes yesterday to Saudi Arabia. Pakistan deploys thousands of troops, jet fighter squadrons to Saudi Arabia. And it's F-16s that they use to carry hydrogen bombs, just so you know. And that's the deal. Meanwhile, Belarus is doing nuclear tactical strike drills, moving tactical nuclear weapons to the border of Ukraine. Iran's official press ministry said, we can destroy Israel with one weapon. A month ago, they said, we can construct a bomb in 1 week. I've told you forever. People go, well, you're backing up Netanyahu. No, I'm not saying Netanyahu is the right to strike him. But I've talked to, I've told you this for 15 years, that Iran has atomic weapons, at least. Just didn't have the good delivery systems. Now they do. So Pakistan has F-16s, F-15s, you name it. But last time I checked in the agreement, and you look this up, it's public. It's F-16s they've got to carry the nukes. They may have changed that. So, do you understand what I'm telling you here? Iran is threatening Israel with nuclear strike. Iran's media says the government, Islamic Republic of Iran, Ministry of Foreign Affairs. If Iran is hit with a nuclear strike, Iran will respond with a nuclear strike. They also said the biggest explosion will happen inside Israel. We've got it with the closed captioning. So, I told you they'd close the strait. I told you it would kill the economy. I told you we'd go up the threat escalation ladder. For those that don't know what that is, you need to learn about it. You know, you hear Rubio talking about it and Hegseth. Well, you need to know what it is. Now, Israeli defense minister just said we are at war with Europe and just threatened the sanction option. Got video of that. You're starting to get where we are here. Boom, we just moved up to the DEFCON. And that's classified, but I guarantee you we've moved to the next to highest level DEFCON. You can bet your mommy and your bottom dollar because everybody else just moved up. That's where we are. Thank you, Netanyahu. Thank you so much, you damn demon. We'll be right back.
Thanks for having me. having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live. We'll be right back.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The threat escalation ladder. The escalatory system. It is the most studied thing in warfare at the 100,000 foot level by the tacticians, by the generals, by the war planners, by the war gamers. Well, we have moved the entire world, and this is classified, and you can guarantee it's happened. Russia, Belarus, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Iran, Pakistan have all moved to the next to last DEFCON. The last one is nuclear war. There's your headline on X. Real Alex Jones, share that live feed. Iran officially announces they have nukes. Pakistan moves nukes and planes to Saudi Arabia. Belarus moves tactical nukes to the border. Meanwhile, Israel's defense minister declares war on Europe. He actually said, we have declared war on you. I have the video. Nick Fuentes joins me in the second, in the third and fourth hour today to talk about all of this and the big referendum on foreign powers being able to control our elections, Israel spending record money, Hegseth and the Pentagon openly campaigning against Massey in Kentucky. This is just absolutely shameful. And, you know, I like Hegseth overall. I think he means well. Very misguided. One of the only people advising Trump to strike Iran. And the Pentagon just came out, and this is Wall Street Journal, you name it, and said Iran has basically, they say, we can't do overflights, we can't do the attacks anymore because we're now being tracked by systems that see our aircraft, and they've got new systems, and they just left it at that. Yeah, the Chinese and the Russians delivered them hypersonic interceptor anti-aircraft missiles. And you know that means they delivered them anti-ship missiles, which they already did. But they sent them Gen 5 instead of Gen 6 or Gen 7. Now the word is Gen 6ers have been sent in. And we can't stop them. Anti-ship missiles. So that's called upping the ladder. And there's different war game ladders from the famous one they had in the 50s and different ways of looking at it, but they're all basically the same. And when you get up to 43, 45, you know, 43, 44, 45, you're in total nuclear war, end of the world stuff, okay? And we're up in the high 30s right now. So this is all war gamed. It's all known, just like the Pentagon said, 92% chance the bullets don't fall for at least a year. They will be able to close the strait. We'll destroy their offensive military, but they will be able to attack all their neighbors who we're allied with, and it will send the world into a depression, bare minimum. And they said, and then Israel will want to double down with nukes. They pushed Trump to do it. Israel will push for boots on the ground. We don't have the military for it. So now they want a draft, and now that's being prepared. It kicks in by law, passed under Biden, to prepare the draft, put you in the Selective Service for it. Europe's bringing in the draft. It's all here. So that's where we are. Now, if you look at Iran right there on the screen, it borders Pakistan and Afghanistan. So there is the reality of what we're dealing with. And Pakistan has a giant nuclear weapons cache, reportedly in the thousands. They have intercontinental ballistic missiles, medium-range ballistic missiles, fighter bombers, bombers, the whole nine yards. Part of the U.S.'s genius plan to play them off against China from 30 years ago. Now they're allied with China and against India. So 20 years ago, it came out in policy reports that a secret deal had been made. Well, that was about 2005. Yes, it was 21 years ago. You can pull all this up. Anything I say, just go look it up for yourself. But it's not widely known. It's academic knowledge that they made a deal and let the West know that we won't keep nukes in Saudi Arabia, but we're going to pay reportedly over $100 billion back then to have our pilots trained living in Pakistan, but on Pakistani flag planes with these bunker bases that the Saudis control with the Pakistanis. And the U.S. even since then it leaked, prepared like plans to try to raid it and get it and decided they wouldn't be able to do it. So that's how freaked out Washington is with their idiotic behavior in the past, helping Pakistan get nukes. And that with one phone call under their secret treaty, Saudi Arabia within 1 hour can have those squadrons of nuke bombers. And that was the deployment system in the agreement. I'm sure they got other stuff going on now. To Saudi Arabia. Well, yesterday, 5,000 troops and a fighter bomber squadron of the type of planes that carry the hydrogen bombs were moved to Saudi Arabia. That came a day after Iran announced on state-run television that, yes, we will nuke Israel if they nuke us. That's a month after they said, yes, we have the fissile material. We can actually build a bomb in 1 week. So there you go. Meanwhile, Belarus rattles Europe with drills involving Russian tactical nukes being brought up to the border of Ukraine. Days after Ukraine launched the biggest drone attack ever, over 1,000 drones, including hundreds that hit Moscow. Starting to see what's going on. So people go read that article, they go, well, where's the nukes? You have to know the whole history of it and what that means. And then they announced, they suddenly signed, they said the details are secret, a defense pact with Pakistan. What has Pakistan said in the last 80 days? If Israel hits Iran with nukes, they are going to nuke Israel. Look it up. Do you understand where we are now? Now, how are the Israelis responding to this? Well, the Israelis are responding. I'm sorry, it's 8,000 troops now. It was 5,000. That's just to guard the nukes, little nukies. Israel's defense minister, also their finance minister, declared war on Europe last night and said, we're at war with you, and just wait and watch what happens. And you notice Israel over the weekend had their main missile production base blown up in a giant mushroom cloud. Iran took credit for that. But hours after that happened, mystery drones hit a nuclear reactor in the United Arab Emirates. And the UAE said it didn't come out of any area. Not the Houthis, not Hezbollah in Lebanon. No, no. They said it came from the direction of someone they wouldn't name. What do you think that is? So we are over the side of the slippery slope in the threat escalation ladder of Planet Cuckoo. That's where we are. And again, 99% of what I've said is all on public record, and you now know what these new moves mean. And the last 1% is what I learned over 15 years ago, 15, 16, 17 years ago, from multiple sources, and I didn't get much information from a very close source. They just said, no, they've got nukes, and that they'd seen the information. And we're talking about Iran, that they had the fissile material and could build one in days or weeks. And again, people get so into rhetoric and so into which side you're on. I'm on the side of blowing the planet. People all get mad at me and say, it's just like WMDs in Iraq. Netanyahu's lying for 20 plus years that they're weeks away from nukes. No, he's not lying about that. But it doesn't mean he has a right to go do all this. But I told you when they killed the mullah months ago, I said, you watch, they're going to announce they got nukes. And now they've done it. So, and look, I don't like to be right about the Strait of Hormuz getting closed. And, you know, 81 days into this now, this is a disaster. And all of the white pillars that think Trump's trillion D chess and, you know, has a mind greater than God's and everything's fine, you know, go back to sleep, I'm a traitor. Do you have any memory of how stupid you are? Do you have any memory how I was right about everything? Because it's not about being right. It's about you not being fools. My God. All I do the best analysis and hard work I can and try to get it right. And I do it about 98% of the time. Okay. So I know a lot of pro-war people, and you're still the minority in this country, upwards of 80% of America is against all this crap. Ukraine, Iran, all of it. But the contingent of MAGA that just think this is like Iraq or Afghanistan, and those were bad enough for the money and the people we lost and all the rest of it. Those countries are nothing compared to what we're dealing with now with Iran. As the Pentagon told Trump, don't do it. And again, I have the articles right here. Trump was going to hit them in the Situation Room yesterday, and they came to him and showed him evidence that they've gotten new nasty missiles from Russia and China that will shoot down our aircraft. And they've suddenly got systems, high-tech radio telescope beam systems. It's very complex in the physics. We know some of the stuff that the Russians and Chinese have. I'm not sure exactly what system it is because they got a bunch of them. But they got stuff that can see stealth bombers and see everything. So the Pentagon said, hey, we already know, we're scanning signals that they got us. Now, you don't think China and Russia wanted to give Iran this stuff, right? Their most secret stuff. They did, though, because they understand that domino falls, they're next. This is how escalation works, folks. And so the Pentagon's like, hold your horses, Mr. President. Do you want to get a bunch of airplanes shot down? Now you see where we are. Now you got the Russians and the Chinese going, taking their jacket off. All right, you want to fight? We'll go ahead and give you one, Buster. That's how this works. It's how world wars start. I remember 1990 and the first Gulf War. And living in Dallas, suburb, on a lake, you know, in our upper middle class house. And going over the neighbors' houses and everybody drunk for a week. Grilling, laughing, watching everything blow up, loving it. And then I saw it to a lesser extent in 2003 and all this crap. Look at America. We're proud of our stuff. We can shoot a cruise missile down a chimney, kill them ragheads, all this stuff. We got to kill them over there instead of over here. We got 15 times the Muslims in the U.S. and Europe on average than we did before 2001. We fought them over there to stir them up like a beehive and bring them over here. So I don't want to hear all this glass parking lot, nuke them all crap. And we do that, it's a new world war. Bare minimum, the world economy collapses. We will be a pariah, worse than Israel. Meanwhile, you got Trump, good signs, talking about oh, we've got satellites and cameras that we landed with rovers around the nuclear sites. If anybody gets within a mile of it, we're going to kill you, a ring of death. So he's putting out victory statements now and hopefully preparing to close this. And we know Saudi Arabia and everybody else told Trump, knock it off. Because let me give you the rest of the story. Because I know the threat escalation ladder. This last piece is speculation, but I know it. You notice these new missiles Iran just started pulling out from under their sleeve are going right through the Israeli defenses. The Russians and Chinese have given them high-tech missiles now to deliver nuclear weapons. And the nukes are Iranian so that when they go off, they'll be able to test the isotope and say it was Iran, not China or Russia. But that's where we are. So China will flop ours down the table, too. Folks, you study the Chinese in history and the Russians, they're just as crazy as we are, probably crazier. And when it comes to backing down, they don't do it once they decide to fight. These are not cream puffs, okay? Just ask anybody you knew in Korea. Anybody in Vietnam. These people are not pussies. And they will fight you. So we've been busy dealing with the Arabs and stuff for a while. This is nothing compared to them, okay? This is the stupidest crap ever. Meanwhile, you've got all these different Israeli ministers just running their mouths. Oh, we're going to nuke Iran. The U.S. is going back in. We'll just kill you all. We declare war on Europe. Want to see that video? I'll play it in a moment. Israel is like a crazy banny rooster. You ever been around a farm? I don't know what it is about little roosters. People usually leave them around as a joke. Because, you know, roosters will fight each other and stuff. So usually, you know, you got like 20, 30 hens or whatever. Maybe you're running an operation, hundreds. And you'll have a couple roosters and, you know, they fight with each other. But you kind of leave one over here and one over there. And, you know, they'll hurt each other and kill each other sometimes. But as a joke, you'll have a banny rooster, and that's a little mean rooster, and he'll sneak up and attack the bigger roosters from behind and run off, and you know he'll puff his chest up and you know squawk around. And you got this crazy-eyed banny rooster foaming at the mouth. Israel's like a banny rooster with rabies. It's like a chihuahua with rabies. And everybody's trying to kill us. Everybody wants to genocide us. Because you are acting like maniacs. And it doesn't mean a lot of the forces that don't like you aren't crazy themselves. No, you folks over there in the Middle East, everybody's crazy, but you probably take the cake for being nutcases. And so, yeah, there's the Israel defense minister. He's also the finance minister. Yeah, here's Israel versus the rest of the world. What did Hitler do when he started losing in North Africa? He just started attacking everybody. It's the same stuff. So that's where we are. And you got Hegseth and, you know, the guy with, it's not 11 million, it's like 20 million they pumped in to beat Massey. And they're all high-fiving and they're the good American patriots, boy, America, F, yeah. And we'll show you. And all Massey did was expose the pedophile rings. All Massey did was say this Iran war is a really bad idea. The Pentagon did that too. But see, they want somebody to blame. You don't hear him firing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kane, that told Trump all this. You don't see him firing Gabbard that told him this. Kent resigned over to get Trump's attention in his resignation letter 2 weeks into this fiasco. Was he proven right? Yeah, that's what he does. Green Beret, 12 combat tours before even the CIA. His wife killed over there working for the CIA in Syria. And they get up on TV and call him a pussy, Mark Levin and people. Yeah, right. Yeah, Joe Kent's a pussy. I mean, there's nothing worse than these cowardly little jellyfish that couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag trying to explain to us how they're tough and they're badass. And Levin, I don't know anything about the military, but I believe in our Army and Marines, and I believe we can win this thing. I believe we can crawl in this wood chipper and really show it how everything works. So let's start getting to it here. But let me just show you the headlines. Trump holding off planned attack on Iran at request of Gulf allies. Deal will be made. Except Iran knows you'll just come back later and bomb them. They got the straight. They hold the cards in the war of attrition, as I predicted 81 days ago with precision. Pentagon urged to Pentagon urged no resumption of strikes as Iran grew more effective tracking U.S. air ops. New York Times. Oil supplies depleting very fast strategic oil reserve, warns energy chief. Jet fuel running out all over the world. Iran stages mass weddings for couples ready for war sacrifice. Answering the call, Ford Motors eyes World War II style production push for Trump's war economy. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, he's not worried about Medicare, Medicaid, or the average American's economic strife. We're in a war, right? That we started. Trump has only one real option to slash gas prices. Let's get the strait open. And Iran knows that. That's why they're demanding reparations and all our military out and all the rest of it. Pakistan deploys thousands of troops, 8,000 troops, jet fighter squadron with nukes. That's their deal to Saudi Arabia. Never done it before. Now they go, oh, well, there's a secret defense pact. Just got activated. Uh-huh. Not so secret. Belarus rattles Europe with drills involving Russian tactical nukes. We'll get to that more. Oh, look at the saber rattling. U.S. to test nuclear-capable Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile. Launch set for May 20th from Vandenberg Space Force Base. Isn't that nice? So, it's locked and loaded. Safety's off. Fingers on the trigger. And that's where we are. And then this little jewel. Iran is threatening Israel with nuclear strike on their national state-run TV. Iran media says if Iran is hit with a nuclear strike, Iran respond with a nuclear strike. They also said the biggest explosion will happen inside Israel. Meanwhile, you got all these articles from months ago. Iran capable of building nuclear bomb in 1 week, report finds. Now, since they said, oh, we may ignore the old fatwa, the new mullah says we may build nukes. Now they're like, yeah, we got them. See how that works? There's so many old Westerns, because it's a true story, but you know, they put it into fiction. Well, some are nonfiction. There's so many movies, I can't remember all of them. I think they found one clip from one recent, but you go into the town, they say no guns allowed in the town, or no guns allowed in the bar, in some cases. And everybody's got hidden guns, so as soon as somebody pulls out a gun, everybody else pulls out their guns. And that's what it is everybody's going, yeah, actually, we got nukes. And Saudi Arabia's like, Israel, we're worried about you. Iran, we're more worried about you. Pakistanis just move their nukes right in here so the attacks can come from us. Don't think about hitting Saudi Arabia anymore. We just move the boom booms in. And some people are like, good, nuke them Iraners. Wow, let's get them with a glass parking lot them. And then in all the war games, it just kicks off a regional nuke war that within hours or bare minimum days turns into a full-blown nuclear war, and that will put a crimp in your step right away. So if you like nuclear war and the end of the world, folks, you're about to enjoy yourselves. Hey, we can all take a long dirt nap vacation, though, from reality, huh? Maybe it is time. All the AI and all the pedophilia and all the globalist crap everywhere. Maybe it's just time we all die. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I am InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made, on average, are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity. And our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news, so I'm tomorrow's news today, so you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth so we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I let her look back at how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's Ultra Methylene Red, a proprietary product. It works great with Methylene Blue, but by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture. Just concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene Red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. That's no crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. You know, if you're a prescriber, your subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel any time. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Fire! Blow it to hell!
For the last 30 years, one man has stood against the psychological operations launched by the mainstream media and the deep state. This man knew that the war would not be fought in the streets, but would be fought in the minds of freedom-loving humans everywhere. So stand with Alex Jones, this one-man terminating wrecking ball of truth, as he launches his next great operation. AlexJonesLive.com has launched. Spread this message far and wide, because the tyrants want you fighting with each other instead of the true enemy of humanity. AlexJonesLive.com is the signal they can't stop.
You will never defeat humanity.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I'd like me a splash of whiskey to wash the trail dust off in me gullet and keep my singing voice in fettle.
Whiskey's illegal. This is a tri-county.
Well, what are they drinking?
Whiskey. These outlaws.
Oh, well, don't let my white duds and pleasant demeanor fool you. I, too, have been known to violate the statutes of man, and not a few of the laws of the Almighty.
You ain't no outlaw, and we don't drink with tin horns.
Sir, it seems that you are no better a judge of human beings than you are a specimen of one. Just on a brief inventory, I'd say that you could use yourself a shave and a brighter disposition. And lastly, if you don't mind me aspersing your friends, a better class of drinking buddy.
You're shooting ironwork.
Appears to do, yes. Huh. It appears that the vitals of this lucky son of a gun remain unfunctioned.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
I remember during the break, the Ballad of Buster Scruggs. I only saw it once in the Priya movie about 6-7 years ago when it came out. It was weird. I went to the Violet Crown to see it right when it came out. They actually had the cast of the movie there to see it, but I was open to the public. It was crazy seeing a bunch of them there. But I told them, find the Ballad of Buster Scruggs where they go into the town. They're not allowed to have guns, but then once they get to the bar, everybody really secretly has them. That's the same thing with nuclear weapons. So they found the wrong clip, but that's okay. They did it so quickly. They found the right one now. Go ahead and roll the right clip. Here it is.
Richmond's Gulch. This town is new to me.
Hold on, son. How's policy?
Here's a six-shooter. You'll be wanting the Senorita pistols as well?
Everything. How's policy?
Feel a bit naked, but I guess with everyone similarly disadvantaged, there's scant chance of misadvention.
I'm out.
Well, this is well-timed. You gentlemen mind if I take his spot?
If you play his hand.
I would prefer not to.
It is too late. You have regarded the cards.
You seen them, you play them.
I ain't any.
It's the other hombre, aren't it?
You seen them, you play them.
And if and I don't?
You play them cards, Fancy Dan.
Can't no one compel another man to engage in recreation. Certainly not a son of a gun as ill-humored as yourself. And as for names, my horse is Dan. I'm Buster. Buster Scruggs.
Buster Scruggs? The run from Riata Pass and this pistol.
I do hail from Riata Pass, which is in the county of San Saba. Being the which of why the San Saba Songbird is my sobriquet of preference. But right now, I'd appreciate it if you'd deposit your weapon in the receptacle by the swinging doors, which concealing of it on your person in the first place was a violation of the rules of this establishment and an offense against local norms.
And if and I don't?
So I'm going to tell you again, ladies and gentlemen, you can look this up for yourself, take a little bit of research. It's not, let's say, splattered across the headlines. At least 20 years ago, Saudi Arabia made a deal to have nuclear weapons they own with their pilots in Pakistani flag bombers and fighter bombers in Pakistan. And at a moment's notice, they would then fly those squadrons that would be guarded by Pakistani troops to Saudi Arabia. And it was mainly for Iran, but also for Israel. And the U.S. was told of the deal. Yesterday, they moved 8,000 troops and the same fighter bombers, and you know they got the nukes, into there. In a new defense deal that activated an old secret deal. You can read the articles. That's where we are. Belarus just moved Russian tactical nukes to their border and announced it. Iran is now saying not just that we can bail the bomb in a week like they said a month ago. Now they're like, we got nukes, you nuke us, we nuke you. Nick Fuentes is joining us at 1 p.m., an hour and 20 minutes from now, to talk about all of this and to get into what's happening with Trump, the big Massey referendum on can foreign powers control our elections. It is all coming up today. Remember, this is a team effort. You are the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show live. 700,000 followers on there now. I want to thank you all. More joining every day. It's free to get our latest live feeds and updates. And, of course, Real Alex Jones on X and the new network site at AJ and Live. Please share those. And tell those you share it with to share it. And I mean share it on your email and text message. That's the key. So the forbidden information is live now. The show Big Brother doesn't want you to see is live now. Want to hear what all the hubbub's about? This is it. Live. Nick Fuentes joins Alex Jones today. Streaming live 1 p.m. Central at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble and stations across the country. So, I asked the crew this morning, they do a great job, and it's thousands of times. I said, get an old clip like 15, 16 years ago, and I said, Iran has nukes. And they found a clip from 2001. Now, when I was saying that, that was from my own research. And then later I had, let's just say, a lot of people at the Pentagon say, how do you know that over the years? And then I talked to somebody who'd worked for the head of CENTCOM as their main assistant, and they said, well, I'm not going to tell you anything secret, but yeah, that's absolutely true. But Iran doesn't want people to know that, just like Israel doesn't want people to know they have nukes. Well, now Iran has said they do, but just for posterity, just on record, here I am 25 years ago.
But let's go through some more of the evidence that this points towards a government bombing to create a crisis to offer a solution, and that only the government stands to gain, and that only the government has the motive to do this. But first, if we attack the Middle East, as Israel is wanting us to do, and we nuke them, 20 years from now, they're going to have nukes. Iran already has them.
The average person doesn't have the background to understand what's happening. So Iran has nuclear weapons.
Iran would be willing to block 60% of world's oil trade coming through the Strait.
And let me just stop you. I have a family member that was he's a retired military officer. He was the adjunct to one of the top guys in the Middle East, top general. He didn't tell me anything classified, but he told me 15 years ago, and I've told him since then, several of that report, he said, look, we war-gamed Iran. They already had nukes back then, folks. He said, we go to war with them, it shuts down the world economy. We can't do it. Iran has had nukes for a long time. Israel's had them. Israel keeps them secret. So does Iran. When you hear they're about to get a nuke for 24 years from Netanyahu every day, he's saying they're developing delivery systems, but they don't want to scare the public with the fact that Iran already has them, or the public will say, well, then don't hit them because they'll hit us with nukes. And I'm telling you, Iran's already got nukes. I've been saying that for many years, that they've got a higher level enrichment from my intel. You know, Netanyahu's been saying they're 2 weeks away for 25 years. So they've had the bomb for at least 15 years, and now they've got the delivery systems. And so the Pentagon and the Israelis and people better hope they know where those stuff is and those bombs are. All right, so there you go. Now, let's go to Trump today saying, oh, he'll give him two or three more days to make a deal before he bombs them. But the Pentagon has already leaked that they told him don't do it. They can now shoot down our aircraft with what the Russians and Chinese have given them. Here's President Trump.
Well, I mean, I'm saying 2 or 3 days, maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something, maybe early next week, a limited period of time. Because we can't let them have a nuclear weapon. If they had a nuclear weapon, they would start with Israel. They would blow it up, and they would blow it up fast. But they'd blow it up, and I'll tell you what, they'd go after Saudi Arabia, they'd go after Kuwait, they'd go after UAE, they'd go after Qatar, they'd go after the entire Middle East, and it would be a whole different negotiation. It would be nuclear holocaust. And there's no question in my mind that they'd use it. There's no question. And I deal with these people. They're extremely radicalized. These are not people like what I deal with you.
They've had nukes for years. They've definitely had the fissile material. The question is delivery systems. They know they will be destroyed if they hit anybody. That's why they've said we will only respond now, officially on their national TV, ministry, foreign ministry, if they're hit with a nuke. Now, here's a video of a previous test of a Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile, and now the United States is set to test one in just the next few days. Here's a clip of that.
World events. It is a key component of a data-driven program that has been in place for decades, involving over 300 similar tests designed to validate the performance of the weapon system. The data collected from these routine tests is essential for ongoing and future force development.
Now, here is on national state-run Iranian television, a technology expert explains how to cripple the West, taking out our low-Earth orbit satellites. This is in Arabic. I believe that's closed captioning. Go ahead and roll it. One of the greatest crises we will be facing in the coming years is the accumulation of space debris from satellites in low Earth orbit. Any disruption of any kind in this orbit can trigger a chain reaction that will cause a crisis. And since the cost of space technology is really high, for instance, a single explosion could send satellites into a collision course, knocking them out of orbit and triggering a catastrophic cascade effect. This is a much easier task than preventing multi-layered defense systems. In order to strike a country on the ground, it is simpler to attack, but it could create a catastrophic crisis in space. In other words, rather than launching a missile to target somewhere where it would have bypassed defense systems, it's possible to target the low Earth orbit directly, which is the lowest and closest orbit to Earth. An explosion would compromise the entire global satellite infrastructure. It could be a highly effective trigger for a crisis. Now, let me explain that. You got these satellites orbiting at, 20,000, 30,000 miles an hour. You blow up a bunch of them, and then the debris scatters out, and then it's going in all directions. It then takes out a bunch of stuff around it. And that's why Musk has been launching thousands of other satellites. He's launched more satellites than everybody in the world combined in the last few years, and that's defense contracts mainly, but also civilian use. Starlink, so that we have redundancy. But that's what's going on here. So, and the Iranians have got ballistic missiles, so they can easy to target satellites and go up. Because a ballistic missile goes up into space and comes back down. So you don't need propellant once you get up out of gravity. Once you get out of the atmosphere and out of gravity, you can go anywhere you want with limited thrust. And so they can do that. So, and that's what they're talking about. And that's where we are. The Iranians can fire a missile, and it gets through Israeli defenses and hits the Mossad headquarters right dead center in the top. They can blow up our high-tech radar systems they already have, nuclear reactors, whatever they want. And so that's where we are. Not a good situation. Now, I mentioned this. Let's play the really crazy clip. Here is Israeli finance minister and defense minister Bezalel Smotrich threatens to declare war. No, he says, "I declare war on the entire world and destroy everything in an attempt to arrest is issued against him." He declares himself and Netanyahu's government above the law, and says war crime accusations by Europe don't apply to them. In the face of a declaration of war, we will respond to war. And he says, "You've declared war on me. We declare war on you. You will now see. I promise all of you, this is only the beginning." So this headline's not even right. He declares war. Now I get the Fuentes clip ready. Nick Fuentes says the best possible scenario is that Iran defeats Israel so that it destroys Trump's legacy. See, Nick's coming on, but Nick, do you know Israel's mindset? Do you know they're just going to double down? That's why this is so dangerous, okay? They're not going to quit. And Israel's going to false flag themselves with a nuke or something. You just know it's about to happen, okay? I mean, we're talking chutzpah-driven megalomania here, okay? And what has Israel said? They've declared the Samson option that if they're about to be destroyed and Europe doesn't help them, they will nuke Europe as well. little different than the MAD, mutual assured destruction, that we destroy you, you destroy us, we destroy you. Now, this is saying, if you don't go along with us, we'll take the whole world down with you. So here's their defense minister and finance minister. Listen to this for yourself.
Last night, I was informed that the criminal prosecutor of the anti-Semitic court in The Hague submitted a secret request for an international arrest warrant against me. This request joins the unprecedented arrest warrants issued against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former defense minister Yoav Gallant. The clumsy attempt to force upon us a policy of security suicide through sanctions and arrest warrants will not succeed. On a personal level, they do not intimidate me. I am willing to pay personal prices in order to serve my people. If I am required to pay such a price, I do so proudly and with my head held high. But on the national level, they are not harming Benjamin Netanyahu or Bezalel Smotrich personally. They are trying to harm us as the Prime Minister and Finance Minister of the State of Israel. The issuance of arrest warrants against the Prime Minister is a declaration of war. The issuance of arrest warrants against the Defense Minister and Finance Minister is a declaration of war. And in the face of a declaration of war, we will respond with war. The Palestinian Authority has started a war, and it will get a war. From today onward, every economic or other target within my power to harm, under my authority as finance minister and as a minister in the defense ministry, will be targeted. Not talk and gimmicks, actions. I hereby announce the first target that will be struck. Immediately after finishing my remarks here, I will sign an order to evacuate Khan al-Ahmar on my authority as a minister in the defense ministry. I promise all our enemies, this is only the beginning.
Iran is winning. And that is good news. Because Iran is not winning against the United States. Iran is winning against Israel. Make no mistake about it. This is not our war. Trump has said it himself. He said it last week. He said this war is not about us. He said this war is about our allies in the Gulf and in Israel. And we know this. It was Israel that provoked the confrontation. It was the Gulf countries which lobbied Washington to do this on their behalf. This is part of Israel's grand strategy to achieve a greater Israel by destroying all of their rivals using American power by lobbying them through the Israel lobby. So this is not our war. We have no beef with Iran. I have no problem with Iran. And why would we? It is on the other side of the world. It is irrelevant to us. This is Israel's war. This is their grand strategy. It's all their upside. So I hope they lose. I hope they are resoundingly defeated. And I hope that the Iranian regime remains intact. That would be the best possible scenario at this point. And it would be worth it to embarrass Trump all by itself. It would be worth it to send a message that if you bring us to war on behalf of Israel, that is just not going to work anymore. And it just isn't worth it. And if you try it, you will lose your presidency. You will lose the Congress. You will destroy your own legacy. I would love nothing more than to see Trump become a tragic figure who betrayed his entire legacy and then failed as a result of it. That is the exact message the Republican Party and Israel and the whole country needs right now. Because think about it. This is the ultimate abject betrayal of America First. You could not even imagine a more severe betrayal of America First than for Donald Trump of all people to bring us to war in Iran on behalf of Israel. And so I would like to see nothing more than for his presidency and his legacy and his political career to die in a war in Iran. Better his legacy than us.
Right,
better his legacy and his...
We'll talk more about this with Nick coming up in an hour. Nick, yes, one-dimensionally what you're saying makes sense, and Israel pouring in money to primary people like Massey, but do you understand that Israel and Trump will double down? People say, well, then what is the answer? You have to get the public aware of this insanity, and we have to put pressure on them. And the Pentagon already said, no, don't strike Iran again. They can shoot our aircraft down, which I believe is true because clearly Russia and China have been on record shipping in a lot of high-tech stuff they didn't want to give Iran before. But even if it's not true, that's the Pentagon going, stop it. And it's not like they're pussies. And it's not like they're not hawks. They're just not idiots. Like Eric Prince couldn't believe Trump did this 81 days ago. This is crazy. And maybe, I think Trump's actually right saying pardon Netanyahu, who's been convicted in Israel, and then he can go away. But he's cornered. Maybe, I guess let Netanyahu, like Napoleon, go put on an island or something. This is crazy. But you got the defense minister, I hear you're indicting me, I declare war on Europe, and the strikes are coming, and I'm not bluffing. What the hell does this mean? Then he goes, and we're evacuating our airbase, where they keep the nukes. What is that? What is the message there? Very cryptic, very bizarre. I can't even decipher it. It's lunacy. Lunatic land. We're going to break. I'm going to come back with all the other news, and boy, the Massey stuff, and there's a ton of it, and the economy, and just all the insanity. But just remember, I can't do this without your help. It is an insurance policy. You want to keep us on the air, obviously. We need your support. I can't do this without you. The products are incredible. I only sell you stuff that really works. Those of you on the fence have never gone to the AlexJonesStore.com. I'm talking to you. Look in the mirror. Our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. It'll change your life. You're crazy if you don't get it. And to incentivize you, because we have a 90%+ reorder rate, nobody has that, on the T3 iodine and on our ultra methylene blue, medical grade, the very best, massive flash, buy one, get one free sale for only 2 days. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one free. Buy one methylene blue tincture and get another one free. Or mix and match. Get a trifecta, get the methylene blue free. Or vice versa. And separately, methylene blue gummies, even though they're selling out, 40% off. Everybody loves this for working out and waking up. It's like coffee. I didn't know how popular it was when they launched this. You know, they come with a lot of the products. And like smelling salts, it's a big seller. War Cry smelling salts, 40% off. Ultra DNA Revival with all these super ingredients. Just go look at it. That's all 40% off. Zeolite tincture detoxifying chelation system, 35% off. Creatine powder, atomic defense, methylene red tincture, MK Ultra brain booster, ultimate chill energy, all 35% off. Up to 30% off iodine tincture, methylene blue caps, CMOS caps, gummies, Shilajit caps and gummies, and more. Special Memorial Day shirt. We are because they were. And the hat says never forget for Memorial Day. This is about honoring the heroes. We have everything up so we will live free. Grab the new Memorial Day gear now. Limited edition, thealexjonesstore.com before it sells out. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. Powering the second American Revolution worldwide. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, little foreshadowing.
I had a wife.
Nick Fuentes is coming up to cover the waterfront in the third and fourth hour. I want to get into the confirmed weaponization of ticks, the latest developments on that when we come back. I'm going to get into Massey. I'm going to get into the economy. I'm going to get into these Fox News. I'm about reptoid aliens about to be declassified. It's all coming up in this hour. I'm going to just jam-pack this sucker. They're also saying full-grown naked adults can come up to your children. The Democrats are. You can't make this up. It's all part of the pedo takeover. But here's Nick Fuentes on Thomas Massey.
Let me predict the future for you. This is what nobody else is going to tell you. If Massey loses tomorrow, and it's looking like he might, to be honest, that's what the betting markets say. I hope he wins, but the betting markets, Polymarket, Kalshi, they all say he's heading to a defeat. If Thomas Massey loses, Twitter will say, oh, well, the Israel lobby won. They always get what they want. They poured all this money in. We all know what happened here. But do you know what the history books will say? Do you know what the mainstream media will record? If Thomas Massey loses, that will be the headline in every paper. They will say Trump has still got it. That is the cost of opposing the president. That is the narrative they will spin. They will say Thomas Massey went against Trump. Big mistake. You don't go against Trump. It's still his party. Even though he's unpopular, even though his favorability and his approval is at an all-time low, even in spite of his failure in the war, even in spite of his spiraling numbers on the economy, they're going to say Trump still has this unimpeachable, no pun intended, influence over the party, and that is the price that Thomas Massey paid. That is the spin. That is going to be the spin. And I told you this on Thursday. The narrative is getting more convoluted. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, obviously, we know that Thomas Massey is being buried in Jewish money right now. We know this scandal is being propped up by people like Laura Loomer, who is a Jewish operative. We all know why this guy went from safe, carrying his primary by 80%, he's held office for 14 years, to now it looks like he's the favorite to lose tomorrow. We all know it has everything to do with his opposition to the Israel lobby. But what the pro-Israel forces will say tomorrow, what they are going to say is something a little bit sophisticated. It's just one layer deeper than that. They are going to tell everybody, no, 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 that has nothing to do with Israel, and it's just Trump. They're going to say it's actually totally innocuous. It's totally benign. They're going to say actually it's really not that deep. There's not a conspiracy. It's really just as simple as don't go against the leader of your party. Don't go against the president that runs the party that you are a part of. And you want to know how I know that? They have been running that op for the past year. For the past year, if you look at the cadre of pro-Trump, pro-Israel influencers, this is what they are all saying. Up to and including, by the way, Stephen Miller. What did Stephen Miller say on Twitter today? Stephen Miller, Mr. Based, the good Jew, the one who's been a loyal, dutiful racist since his high school days. That's why we can count on him. He's autistically thinking about mass deportations all the time. What did our guy, Stephen Miller, have to say about Thomas Massey? Today, Stephen Miller said, Thomas Massey voted against mass deportations. He voted against border security. I'm telling you, this is the line that the pro-Israel crowd is trotting out over and over and over again. You will see it all the time. Now that I'm telling you, you're going to see it. And what they're trying to do is make it so that they don't have to defend their position and they can talk past us. And what I mean by that is we are looking at this situation. And by the way, I don't necessarily agree with Thomas Massey on everything. I don't agree with every vote that he's taken. I don't even really ideologically agree with him as a small L libertarian, to be perfectly honest with you. However, I recognize that we have to stand behind him because he is under attack, and that makes him actually the standard bearer. It makes him a bellwether.
That's right. It's a referendum. We are an independent country. It's a referendum on foreign powers controlling our country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We aren't funded by foreign governments. We're funded by you, and I sell you great products that really work, so you love them. Methylene Red Capsules are in. Clean Daily Energy, Mental Clarity, Brain Function, Focus Performance, Cellular Energy. No crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, focused, keep moving. Our Methylene Blue is the best. Our Methylene Red Proprietary. Our Bovine Colostrum is the best. Our Irish Sea Moss is the best. Our Shilajit is the best. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com.
Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer. Even salesmen, I go, who's the best salesman? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. You are insane if you don't get our Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best out there. You're insane if you don't get our Methylene Red. You're crazy if you don't do Bovine Colostrum. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work, and they fund the operation. From the front lines of the information war.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say.
Mother, mother,
mother. Can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you have a pamper wedding world?
Oh, mother, mother, father! Gonna take your daughter out tonight. Gonna show her my world. Oh, father!
Blood on fire to see your life.
And if you wanna wrap hands with me, I can show you what it's like.
Gotta believe. Blood on fire to see your life. And if you wanna find hell with me, I can show you.
So. Mother,
tell your children not to hold my hand.
Tell your children not to understand. Weapons are moving all over the chessboard. The nukes have been moved in to Saudi Arabia out of Pakistan. Iran's announced their nukes. Russia's deploying their nukes publicly to the front lines in Belarus to strike from the north. Yes, that's their answer to Zelensky's massive NATO attack of thousands of drones over the weekend.
Not about to see a
Israel's defense ministers declared war on Europe, The Hague, the International Court. Oh, I can show you what it's like. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. Now, while we sit around and talk about black versus white and Muslim versus Christian and all the rest of this stuff, it's all very going on. Just remember, it's been declassified 60 years ago, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and this year, dozens of declassifications and whistleblowers out of the Pentagon and Fort Detrick, Maryland, that Bill Gates has been weaponizing ticks with alpha-gal syndrome-causing systems so you can't eat beef anymore. And you got the WEF 6 years ago bragging, saying, we're going to weaponize ticks and release them so you don't eat beef anymore. Hell, they rolled out a shot that erases your immune system, gives you cancer, sterilizes your ass. You don't think they're going to release insects on you? And they don't even care. They've been cut. And I know so many people, personally, that work as landscapers and ranchers and surveyors. There's a surveyor clip from yesterday I didn't play where he explains something really good about the type of sulfur you can put on your boots. It's dead on. I forgot. Grandpa taught me that, too. Yeah, my grandpa taught me how to live off the land. His taught him to be a businessman. So we got that information. Well, my grandpa's taught me how to be a businessman and live off the land and how the world really worked. But just remember who these people are. Bill Gates all over Latin America and the U.S. releasing the damn mosquitoes, weaponized, and then all these diseases explode. And he just laughs all the way because he's a psychotic killer that heads up the World Eugenics Society that his mother and father were the directors of for IBM. Don't know about that? Look it up. And so I want to go to a John Bound report on this and get to the latest. But first, let's put this on screen. This is USA Today. Tick mites drive record ER surge, CDC says. Map shows where. All these people are dying of alpha gal. You don't just get violently sick when you've been bitten by the tick and have alpha gal. You die many times. Oh, my goodness. A real plague, a real biotech. Not their Ebola hype, not their Hunta virus hype. Oh, you better give the UN full control of your life or you're all dead. Look at this. Tick bite surge sending many to ER. We got all the maps for you here. And you can look at it year after year. Ticks are showing up thousands of miles away from where they never were. And boxes fall from the sky. People catching on tape, run over. And all these little baby ticks that were bred, just like the baby mosquitoes. The Bill Gates breeds in mass. I've shown you the newscast, how great he is, how he's your savior. And then releasing them via motorcycles and drones and helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft in Florida and Texas and Brazil and everywhere else. How liberal in Colombia. Liberal, 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 liberal. And it's loaded with Trojan horses. Loaded with all sorts of goodies. Flying syringes. And then Joe Rogan, just anecdotal, talks about his friend that has alpha gal now. It goes on and on and on. So while we're all talking about the Chi-Coms and the Vatican or the Jews or the Masons or the blah, 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 at the end of the day, you know what the unifying thing is of the evil globalist system is their mad scientists, that there's too many of us, that want a world government and believe AI is going to take over and that it's going to be our savior and that humans should be obsolete and gotten rid of, Wall Street Journal, looking forward to the end of humanity, all that stuff. That's evil out in the open. So I agree with Bill Maher. Nobody cares about the millions of Christians the last decade killed by Muslims in Africa because the Jews weren't involved. And then all the Jew haters get mad at me when I go, oh, the Chi-Coms are kind of important. The mad scientists are kind of important. I'm all over Israel's ass trying to take over our foreign policy, trying to get us into a nuclear war. But there's also other things going on. You know, I grew up outside Dallas, and from our neighborhood, when I didn't have a car when I'm like 12 years old or whatever, I was an idiot. I've asked my mother, she's taking me. It was I-30 coming across Lake Ray Hubbard into Rockwall, and me and my buddies would want to go to the shopping mall across the street that had restaurants and movie theater and meet our little girlfriends. And hundreds of times, I would just wait on I-30. Sometimes, you know, in rush hour, you name it, and I'd just run all across the street. Off both, you know, three lanes both ways, almost got hit repeatedly to get to the shopping mall and to get to the Sally Rottencrotch. So we could be behind the movie theater and smoke cigarettes and be bad, and maybe she brings her a six-pack of her daddy's beer. Just like deer get killed in the rut when they're running across the highway to follow the doe. Same thing. And why, what does that have to do with something? When you're running across a highway, you got an 18-wheeler going 70 miles an hour. That's Israel. You got a Corvette going 90. That's Pakistan. You got Russia. It's a van going 70. You've got all this other. You got the mad scientists. It's 100 cars coming at you. And I'm just like, all these cars will kill us. All this stuff's dangerous. So it doesn't take away from your precious obsession with Jews and your hatred of them to recognize the other threats. You blind yourself. And I say this because anytime I post a weird article and it's about something else, why you cover the Jews? So it's good to criticize Israel and some of the bad elements. It's good to put them out of control of our country. And it's legitimate, but criticize it from a legitimate point and perspective, not ultra, not even low IQ anti-Semitism. It's retarded to say, I work for Israel, because that makes you feel official and powerful. Or to say, you know, if somebody slips on a banana peel, a Jew did it. And all that does is turn all the Jews, most of them aren't in on this stuff, with the powerful globalist bloc that's, you know, half the globalist system in the West is Jewish billionaires. That's definitely real. There's a Jewish mafia. It's definitely, you know, an expression of the old Jewish mafia that basically did this. That is totally legitimate. But it is blinding to only be able to look at one thing. I've used many other analogies. If I'm hiking and run into a rattlesnake, I'm going to go around it. If I'm out at the dock swimming and, oh, there's a water moccasin, I'm going to get out of the water. Because they're aggressive, unlike rattlesnakes. And I can't tell you how many times I've almost been bit by a water moccasin. And they kill way more people than rattlesnakes. Look it up. So, Israel's a rattlesnake. The globalist mad scientist system is a barrel of cobras. And I'm trying to explain that we're being bombed by this stuff. Bombed by it. In the shots, in the air, in the food. And then they're running around, even though most of it's declassified, chemtrailing, killing the bugs, the plants, us, neurological disorders, aluminum dioxide, barium salt, all of it. And we need to learn about this and get involved, as Congress is starting to, and RFK and the states, and get on it. But instead, people have learned one thing, and that's talk about Jews all day and obsess about Jews as if just dealing with that will fix it all. It won't. It's like brainwashed black racist. Just think talking about cave-dwelling white people, and white people did it all, and if we just got rid of the white people, why white people invented slavery, all this made-up crap. It's were white people involved in some of that stuff? Yeah. But if you only know one thing, you're stupid. You're like a football team that knows one play. You do a Hail Mary pass. That's all you know. You don't know how to do a field goal. You don't know how to do a run. You don't know how to do any, you don't know how to do any of that. You don't know how to do a handoff. You don't know how to run up the middle. You just know how to throw Hail Marys. Jew, 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 like it's magic. Oh, Jew, 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 Jew. Oh, Jew, 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 Jew. Whereas if you just come in and oppose globalism, world ID, social credit scores, brainwashing our kids, pedophilia, Satanism, communism, then we can get everybody together. And then we can get the Muslims. A lot of them want to get on board. The Jews, the Christians, just come on. We can all agree about basic stuff, can't we? Instead, our whole world is the Muslims and the Jews and their endless wars and their insanity. And all we talk about is them. And I'm forced to because they're trying to steal our elections and run our country. And Israel's declaring war on Europe. And completely every stereotype ever is literally doing it. And how's that turn out for the Jews in history? They'll conjure an Adolf Hitler. And then that's not fun, is it? Because say what you want about it and glorify because he's wearing a Hugo Boss uniform. Then hundreds of millions die or billions. See, we've been to this rodeo before. History repeats. And see, I'm trying to get everybody above this to see how it works. Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting other results. You could send every Jew to Mars tomorrow. You could snap your fingers and send them to the Phantom Zone. And we would have the exact same crap going on and the exact same garbage going on. Are Jews organized and competent and in many cases at the... And then you would just replace them with some other evil permutation. And we got plenty of them. You have to oppose the evil. And you have to do it from a position of moral understanding and godly directives. Because if we don't transcend all this hate and this tribalism, we're all dead. Everything I warned you about is coming true. How much more do you need to see come true before you listen to me? I do my homework. I know what I'm talking about. And Israel is now completely wild-eyed. The Muslims are wild-eyed. The Persians are wild-eyed. The left is wild-eyed. The entire globalist system is falling apart. They're in crisis. They take you to war during periods like this. It's an end of an era. A new system is coming in. They want a crisis that they can manage to stay in control. That crisis will kill billions of people. All the numbers have been done. All the actuaries have been done. It's all been wargamed. It will make World War II look like a walk in the park. Danger Will Robinson, like Lost in Space, the robot's like, danger, danger, danger. I mean, what am I supposed to do here? Everybody's moving nukes around. It's all going down. One more threat escalation ladder. We are nuclear war, boys and girls. Why do you think the billionaires are all running to the middle of nowhere and building giant bunkers? They're not doing it for no reason. Let's go to John Bowne's report on the text, and then I'll give you the rest of the story. Here it is.
Across the heartland of America, farmers are stumbling upon mysterious boxes of ticks scattered in their fields.
There are ticks everywhere. In 30 years, 20-some years of having horses, I've never had to deal with these many ticks.
While reports flood in of unnatural surges in tick populations, dropping like a biblical plague from the skies.
Weird stuff.
There it is right there, the tick box. I'm not going to touch it because there's ticks all over that thing. I know there is. Look at them crawling out of it. Millions of them. You can see the ticks.
And even boa constrictors in Florida that are invasive, they're now suddenly getting eaten and dying off because there's so many ticks all over them. I mean, this is just out of control.
As tick-borne illnesses explode nationwide, Lyme disease cases have skyrocketed, with ER visits for bites hitting multi-year highs this spring.
Look at my face and my neck. I can't eat red meat anymore. I can't have any animal byproducts in anything. And it's in everything. This is alpha-gal syndrome.
A 47-year-old New Jersey man ate a burger in 2024 and died 4 hours later. 2 weeks earlier, he got sick after eating a steak. It's called alpha-gal syndrome. It usually starts with a bite from a Lone Star tick that sensitizes a person's immune system to a sugar molecule found in the meat of mammals called alpha-gal. Reactions can include hives, nausea, and life-threatening anaphylaxis.
Yet just as the panic builds, pharmaceutical giants are fast-tracking a new Lyme disease vaccine, poised for rollout amid the chaos.
Stephen Rich is a professor of microbiology at UMass Amherst. He has studied ticks for decades. He is watching as Pfizer is now seeking approval on a Lyme disease vaccine.
What they found was that it was about 73% efficacious, meaning that it worked about 73% of the time.
Vaccine went to market in the late 90s, but failed.
for one reason or another, the company, arguably they said because of sales, took it off the market.
The demand now is high, but Rich and his researchers fear the public may see a vaccine as a tick cure-all.
If you got rid of Lyme disease, you won't get rid of ticks.
If approved, the vaccine could be a four-dose vaccination series, three injections in 1 year and a booster at year two.
So, I mean, if this vaccine is approved, it would be a game changer in the fight against Lyme disease.
And it's nothing new. From Cold War tick experiments to Plum Island Labs, bioweapons research has turned insects into silent vectors.
By the way, hit pause.
For years.
Back it up 10 seconds. Just wait till we get this new vaccine, whatever it is, and look at what it really does. Just remember, the COVID virus killed some people. It was real, modified, but just to scare everybody, it's the shots that did the mass killing and sterilization and cancer and heart attacks and all of it and strokes, myocarditis. So, again, it's going to be this vaccine's the weapon. You can know that. Let's continue.
To Plum Island Labs, bioweapons research has turned insects into silent vectors for years.
Can we actually use ticks as bioweapons?
Yes, it's actually in CIA documents that have been declassified. For instance, infected ticks were deployed from C-130s flying low over sugarcane fields in Cuba back in the day under President Kennedy. There is abundant evidence of the testing, field testing, of infected ticks and other insects in a variety of settings in the United States and elsewhere. Clearly, USAMRIID was involved, and in particular, the Plum Island facility that had been a biowarfare investigative facility up in Long Island region.
Animal bioweapons
was transferred over
humans.
To USDA, was involved in a lot of this research.
Possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
We've seen this playbook before, and only too recently. Create or amplify the crisis, suppress natural treatments and honest debate, then roll out the profitable fix. Declassified documents on military insect releases and ongoing congressional probes into Lyme's bioweapon origins only deepen the suspicion. The government parasites are literally sucking the blood from its own people. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.
We got more on this and how to counter it when we come back. I'm going to finish up with that, get into the Massey election today. And I believe Massey will win the election. But if he doesn't win by at least 10 points, the globalists are going to steal it. And if he's able to win, I'm going to make the prediction now, they're going to kill him. They already tried to kill Rand Paul 5-6 times. Thomas Massey is a hero. He's the real deal. Built his own house with his own hands. He's just a farmer, MIT educated. He's a good guy. And he's the guy they're focusing on right now trying to destroy. That's all coming up. Please stand with those that are at the tip of the spear. The enemy thinks if they just come after those of us at the tip of the spear, that and then they crush us, you'll get scared and run off. I know that's not who you are. You're fighting back when you share the articles and videos at alexjoneslive.com. That's the new mothership, the destination for the next level of the information war, alexjoneslive.com. And go to the alexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, an ultramethylene blue in the iodine. It's incredible. You're missing out not getting it. Stand with us. I need your help. We're in this together. Stand up for yourself now while you get great products that enrich your life, make you so much healthier. They're so amazing. Just try them. You'll be hooked. Buy one, get one free, only for 48 hours. TheAlexJonesStore.com on the Ultra Methylene Blue and the Iodine. Right now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP and get $40 to spend in the store each month for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense. And we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us as Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos, and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got, like, copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate of supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently. Stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently. Cutting their heads off nonviolently. Ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Flight test joins us in about 26 minutes from now. I want to finish up with the text. So we just showed you Bounds report. It's full of government documents, how they did it. It's coming out this year, all these classifications, how they created Lyme's disease, a form of syphilis, which again, I was reporting on 30 years ago. That was already partially classified. And then now they go, oh, we're going to give you alpha gal, we're going to weaponize the ticks, and Bill Gates is involved in all these open air tick releases and mosquito releases, GMO. I mean, it's just crazy how they commit crimes that are so massive. The ERs are full of this. There's no alpha gal 10 years ago. He starts the project. It's everywhere. It's just crazy. His fetish is killing people. It was his mother's and father's. He headed up the IBM World Eugenics Society. IBM basically advised the Nazis, Thomas Watson. And I'm not even saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis were just one branch of the global eugenics system. At the top of the food chain is the eugenicist death cult New World Order, folks. And you go, oh, it's the Jews running it all. Okay, well, you look at Albert Bourla and most of the big pharma heads, the majority are actually Jewish. But the point is, it's going on, okay? So, and you know, you got Netanyahu saying, oh, we use all the Israeli people as guinea pigs for shots. We have a national database. It's just crazy. And now, oh, Ebola, global crisis, it's spreading, it's weaponized, oh, we're all dead, give the UN total control. Head of the World Health Organization attacks me and says, you know, better watch what you're saying. And it's just crazy. And I reached out to Tedros and said, fine, come on the show or talk to me. No response back. America tests positive for Ebola. U.S. to screen travelers at airports. It's on. Meanwhile, tick bites drive record ER surge. CDC says maps show it's exploding. Here's Joe Rogan. Just anecdotally talking about his friend that got alpha gal being bit by it. Can only now eat eggs and vegetables, which is exactly what they said they would do. Now you got to eat his fake meat. Doesn't do it. Bill Gates. Oh, he'll make you eat it. And then we'll dovetail it with another man talking about all just anecdotally all the ticks he sees, which is borne out by all the reports, scientific reports of the explosion and thousands of miles where they should even be. They're just showing up. Oh, and Bill Gates is busy open air testing them in those areas, raining down from the sky in boxes. And then cut to a clip from a surveyor who gives some really good advice. I was giving advice on ticks, and I forgot this is something that all the old-timers, and again, my family's from East Texas on my dad's side, is basically western Louisiana, and it's like a jungle, and there's ticks all over the place. And absolutely what this fellow talks about, this type of sulfur you can buy at the store for nothing, Tractor Supply, put it in a sock, pat it on your boots, on your socks, up to your knees, and then just wash it off later. You won't have any problems. It's like kryptonite to the ticks. So you got to deal with this now, folks. It's very serious. So let's go ahead and play these clips.
It's really crazy.
And, so the, and ticks. Watch that thing.
The tick thing is nuts.
Yeah, especially because of meat, because of Gates.
Uh-huh. Well, there's Bill boxes. Gates, people mad. Are finding, and I don't know if this is true, because I've seen many reports on it, but I'm just going to say what I saw, that farmers and ranchers are finding boxes of ticks on their property. Now, I don't know if that's fake.
I don't know
if someone's setting that up to pretend they found these boxes of ticks, but there's videos of these people finding boxes of ticks.
Now, what they'll say is they'll probably say they're sterile ticks and that we're planting them out there so we can diminish the population is what they'll say. But anytime they try to mess with the balance of nature, it never goes right.
Is that what they're saying? This is
no, nah, just get ready.
Because they load a Trojan horse into them.
I don't believe you have a right to go to someone's property and drop off sterile ticks.
No way in hell.
That's crazy either way. But I have a good friend of mine who got bit by the Lone Star tick and has that alpha gal problem.
Yeah, a guy came out of my house yesterday looking at putting gutters up at our house. And dadgum, he said, and I said, you did what? He goes, yeah, I can't eat anything, any meat produced by a mammal.
Yes.
I was like,
yeah. So my buddy, he had it. And my friend Evan, so he had it for a little while, and then he did a bunch of treatments and got off of it, and then started eating steak again. And he was fine for about a year and a half, and then it came back stronger than ever. And he just can't shake it.
He's been around that long.
Oh, yeah. He can only eat eggs. I mean, he's basically eating eggs and vegetables. That's all he's eating. And every time he tries to deviate, he has a horrible reaction. It makes, for people that don't know, it makes your body allergic to red meat.
Right. And who has got genetically made meat now?
Yeah. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Yeah. Well, they're doing things with mosquitoes, and they're messing around with nature in a way that no one's given you permission to. The general public does not want you doing this. If they could vote on it, they'd say no way.
I'm on a walk right now, and I don't even feel comfortable sitting down on a rock because of the amount of ticks that are everywhere. And they're not even just regular ticks, bro. Like, these guys they'll hunt you the down, I swear to God. Bro, I was literally walking through an ATV trail without any trees or, like, it was just rocks, and there was still a f***ing tick attached to my hip. I'm feeling good today. It's, 3 days later? Still feeling good. No alpha-gal syndrome yet, no Lyme disease. They say it takes about a week to 30 days to see anything, but I'll keep you guys updated with that.
Everybody. So I've been seeing a lot of these videos with the people getting alpha-gal or whatever the hell it is from these ticks. Obviously, something's going on. They're dropping these ticks from the sky on people. Let me give you a tip. I've been a land surveyor for 20, 36 years now. Okay? Was in the field in all kinds of conditions. Okay? An old surveyor once gave me a tip. He said, you know, if you don't want chiggers and ticks on you, because I've had some serious things with chiggers, obviously anybody that's been out in the woods a lot would know what that means, or even in a tall grass, go get some sulfur dust. Okay, go get some sulfur dust, just like this right here. Look at that. High yield sulfur. You can get it at Tractor Supply. You can get it at Ace Hardware, probably. Put a bunch of that dust in a sock. Tie a knot in the top of the sock. Okay? Tie a knot in the top of it. Before you go out, you beat your boots with it. You beat your socks with it and put your boots on with it, right? Beat all the way up your pant leg, up to your back of your knees, basically. Past your knee a little bit. Now, don't get the shit in your eyes. Don't have it on your skin a whole lot of time. Just, you know, rinse off after you've used it. This is like kryptonite to ticks and chiggers. Okay? They don't want to be anywhere near this stuff. So do that while we sort through whatever the hell's going on with our government trying to, you know, poison the hell out of us. Thanks.
Very good advice. Very good advice. And they're confirming it's a real epidemic. It's a real pandemic, and it is totally organized. It is weaponized. Now, Nick Fuentes, to cover the exploding crises in the Middle East with Iran, the Thomas Massie referendum on whether a foreign power can control our domestic operations with Massie, that's all coming up. And then we've got so much more. We've got the Sandy fire explodes in Simi Valley, California, outside Los Angeles. Part two of the Palisades garbage that we witnessed 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago. It's all coming up. Also, Jesse Waters is talking about reptoid space aliens about to be declassified. I mean, they're just doing everything they can to distract everybody. It's really insane. We'll be getting to all of that and more. Also, in Oregon, the police say, no, it's the law. You can have a man at the park or you're back at wherever. Just come up naked and talk to your kid. So they've taken the gay pride parades, the pedo parades with little kids being marched in front of them with naked men everywhere, now to this. So that's all coming up as well today. It all ties in to the destruction of our children and our future. But I got to tell you, it's so disgusting. You know, I like Hegseth overall. I think he means well. But he really drank the Kool-Aid and is an Israeli operative. And there he is, Secretary of Defense, campaigning against an American congressman with all this foreign money. There's your foreign interference right there. Never any real Russiagate, never any of that. Those of us that oppose all this insanity, they claim with no evidence we're Qatari agents or Iranian agents. Well, these people are all, Mark Levin, you name it, Israeli operatives, and it's totally unpopular by turning against them. Their numbers are cratering. Trump's going to lose the midterms, but they don't care. So here's J.P. Sears with a satirical piece he did. Then here's Hegseth campaigning yesterday against Thomas Massie. And then here's CBS News. Are you anti-Semitic? Are you anti-Semitic to Thomas Massie? Who on race issues and religious issues is like a liberal. He's like, no, I vote no on all the foreign aid. But it's just, it's like, oh, God, the magic word. Polymarket has narrowed. It's got a... Ed Galloran ahead at 60, Thomas Massie at 46. So that's flipped, basically, not narrowed. Who knows, ladies and gentlemen? But we'll be tracking it all today, and obviously tonight. I'm going to stay up till we know what happened, and I'll do special reports live this evening. I promise you I'll stay up as late as I need to. But right now, let's go ahead and go to these clips.
Thomas Massie is bad for America. He's been the worst congressman in the history of our country. That's why everyone in the MAGA coalition has always hated Thomas Massie. for the past few months. He just wants to put Epstein's friends in handcuffs, while his opponent, the better choice in this election, is funded by Epstein's friends. And one of those friends is a foreign country 6,000 miles away from Kentucky, trying to decide this election for Americans, which is the way it should be. And his opponent, Ed, wants to do things that Thomas Massie just doesn't. Like, Ed wants to reinstitute the draft for our country. And I kind of like that. So your children can always fight the wars that Israel wants us to. Thomas Massie's against war. Why? I think he's scared. So in this election, you can either vote for the guy that wants to put Epstein's friends in handcuffs, or you can vote for the guy that's funded by Epstein's friends. I think the choice is clear.
President Trump does not need more people in Washington who are trying to make a point, especially from his own party. He needs people willing to help him win, to vote with him when it matters the most. And too often, Thomas Massie has acted like his job is to stand apart from the movement that President Trump leads instead of strengthening it.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth making a detour from the Pentagon to the campaign trail on Monday, campaigning for Ed Gallrein. He's the Republican running against Thomas Massie here in Kentucky. It was very unusual to see a defense secretary actually campaigning. He said he was doing it in his personal capacity, which is allowed by law, but unusual because, of course, this is the time of war. But Congressman Thomas Massie is one of the biggest critics of the Iran war.
A sustained war with Iran will not stabilize the region. It's already ignited the region.
And Hegseth used that as a rationale for why he believes it's time to defeat Massie and elect Gallrein.
And that's what warfighters do. They stand behind leaders and have their back. And they understand that in the middle of a fight, you don't weaken your own side. You advance to the objective.
Now, there's no doubt this is one of the most expensive House primaries in the country. But Hegseth coming here to Kentucky to deliver the president's personal support for Gallrein, and most importantly, why he believes Kentucky voters should send Massie out of office.
Are you anti-Semitic?
They're trying to tell you that it's anti-Semitic for me to expose the fact that the Republican Jewish coalition has spent millions of dollars in this race, that a dual citizen, Miriam Adelson, who even Trump says is more loyal to Israel than the United States, has spent millions of dollars in this race. Those are mere facts. And it's
okay,
really...
It's a yes or no. Are you anti-Semitic or
not? Oh, hell no. Okay. I'm hell no anti-Semitic. But here's the danger that AIPAC runs. They've been too cute by a half. They've tried to get Mike Johnson, and he's willingly done this, conflate in resolutions on the House floor that anti-Zionism equals anti-Semitism. Or even worse yet, that if you don't support Benjamin Netanyahu's war in Gaza, then you're anti-Semitic. That's absolutely false, and it does Jewish Americans a big disfavor to equate the two.
It does. We're trying to stop the UN's new pandemics of Ebola and Hantavirus. We're trying to stop nuclear war. We're trying to secure our country. We're trying to bring people together. And we hit massive censorship, bots, control, shadow banning, you name it. I'm still banned on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We're on X. We're on Rumble. Share the live feed. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Share Real Alex Jones on X. Take point test coming up at AJN Live. You've got all the power. You've got to use it. Do it. We can't do this without you. You are more important than I am. Take action now. Now, this isn't a prediction, it's a feeling. I believe Massie will, in reality, win the election tonight. But there's some, when the Pentagon gets involved in campaigns, and when all this is happening, unless there's such a giant landslide that it overrides the 10% fraud that can be baked in, and they got the machines and all of it, I think barring a miracle, Massie's going to have the election stolen from him tonight. But that's really kind of a gift for him. He'll probably run for governor after that and hopefully win. But I know how the globalists operate. When they're this obsessed with somebody, I think they're going to kill him. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and I'm not making a pure prediction. I'm just looking at all the evidence, and just it's a feeling. It's a feeling. And, you know, I've been chewed up by this very same system. And it's a lot bigger than just Israel. There's all these other forces that want to intimidate any member of Congress that doesn't vote for endless spending bills and, you know, corruption and AI dictatorships where all the companies are above the law. I mean, Massey has an incredible voting record. He's not a Democrat. Yeah, the Democrats, you know, try to act populist. I don't know if they like him, whatever. That doesn't matter. But this is a big deal. But regardless, Tommy Massey has already won. This will create 1,000 candidates. This will get so many new people elected. He's the new Ron Paul by doing this. And they can strike him down, but he will come back more powerful than they can possibly imagine. I mean, we got a video here of his house. He built all of this with the limestone from his own property in Kentucky there up on a mountain. Pizza oven, all of it. I mean, he's a very interesting classic Americana guy. And it's so sad to see this done to him, but it's okay because just because they steal the election or whatever they're going to do and barring a miracle, he's been winning usually with 75, you know, he wins by 20 points usually. They can have a Pyrrhic victory, but it draws out the system. Don't let this demoralize you. Let this show you what we're up against and how foreign powers control our country, all these different foreign interests, not just Israel. But Israel's really showing itself right now. And it's a shame that we've come to this point. And now the Israel defense minister is threatening or said that he declared war on Europe because of indictments. I mean, this is just escalating so fast. I mean, look at Massey up on his mountaintop there. That's just amazing. Here's a reminder of the fact that all of us are standing against tyranny. God's watching. As long as you do the right thing, in the end, we win. We may not win a battle, but we win the war. I'm not throwing the towel on this. I'm just telling you my feeling. And a feeling is your subconscious and unconscious and thousands of data points. It's hard to even articulate. But this much of the system thrown against them, if they're unable to steal it, I think they kill him or try. So pray for Thomas Massey. Pray for the congressman. I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. Here it is. We meet again at last.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only the master of evil, Darth.
I was a weak old man.
Your power's a weak old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
You should not have come back.
Ben?
That's what this is all about. They can pick off our leadership and we'll just go away. We have to be steadfast and follow the course through. That's what God wants. God's watching. Nick Fuentes is coming up. Remember, the censors don't like this information. What are you doing to stand up for yourself and your own future? Promote what the bad guys don't like. Take the live feed from Alex Jones on X, the feed from Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. Hit your whole email list every day with it. Here's the forbidden information. Here's what I want you to see. When you see this, share this. Tell those you share it with to share it. Complete the chain reaction. That's what you write. Real Alex Jones on X. If you don't want to promote X or you don't want to promote Rumble, AlexJonesLive.com/show. That's the new news site, AlexJonesLive.com/show. That's the next leg of the info war that belongs to the people. Now, separately, it takes funds to do this. I want to hire more hosts. I want to go at least 19 hours a day, 5 a.m. to midnight. That is my goal by the end of 2026. But I have all the will to do it, but I can't do it without you. I ask humbly, as your servant, as a servant of liberty and freedom, humbly to support us with your word of mouth, your prayer, financial support, and to make the commitment, to make the decision that's personal to you, to become a VIP for $30 a month in the profile, cancel anytime for free, one click. Instantly, you get $40 to spend each month when you get charge 30, so you make $10. If you're going to buy anything, be a VIP. Special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything when you're a VIP. A lot of times products that are just for you. You get an email. It's only for you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a mega flash buy one, get one free sale of our two best-selling products. T3 Trifecta Iodine, the total game changer, the purest iodine out there. It's totally pure. Incredible things with your body. The Missing Link. Ultramethylene Blue works very similarly with it, synergistically. Buy one, get one free of either one or mix and mash. Buy one T3, get methylene blue free. Or get two bottles of each you want. Buy one, get one free on ultramethylene blue and Trifecta Iodine. That is running for 48 hours. So we launched it this morning. It's running until... We launched at 11 a.m., so it's running until Thursday at 11 a.m. T3, here's your chance to get it. Methylene Blue, tincture, it's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Also, Methylene Blue gummies. Same Methylene Blue, but even more concentrated. 40% off. War Cry smelling salts. I didn't know that was a popular thing. It's like a big seller. It's like better than coffee. It just like wakes you up for working out. Everybody does it. I always knew about smelling salts. I didn't realize it was such a hot thing. These are really stinky, man. Be careful. Ultra DNA Revival with the NAD and all the rest of the stuff. Just an amazing product for your DNA, for your cells, everything. That's all 40% off. Zeolite Tincture Detox, Creatine Powder, the highest quality, Atomic Defense, Immune Boosters, give the whole body Methylene Red Tincture, MK Ultra Brain Booster, Ultimate Chill and Energy, all 35% off. Iodine tincture by itself, methylene blue caps, CMOS and gummies, Shilajit caps and gummies, 30% off. And we have a limited edition t-shirt for Memorial Day. We are because they were, and the hat says never forget. This is about honoring the heroes who gave everything so we could live free. Grab the Memorial Day gear now at thealexjonesstore.com before it sells out. And that's what funds this operation. I salute you, and I thank you for your support. We cannot do it without you. There is a major uprising against the AI data centers. There are so many exciting things happening. We're in the age of the fourth turning. We're in the age of awakening. We're in the age of revolution. The left wants to launch their satanic revolution. We have to be there with our 1776 to counter their French-style system so that people have an option and so we win. Such a critical time to be alive. I am enlisting you in this battle. I want you to join the info war against the globalists. I need you to realize how powerful you are. And to share the live feeds right now at alexjoneslive.com/show, rumble.com/the Alex Jones Show Live, and on X at Real Alex Jones and AJN Live. Do it now. Only you can take action. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the info war.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Has joined us at 6 after. Again, I go back to you. Share those live feeds now. Alex Jones on X. Rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live. The Alex Jones Show Live. But I want to play this clip. And look, I like Jesse Waters, you know, overall. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but he just parrots it all. And this whole UFO thing or nothing burgers is a giant distraction. You got the whole Steven Spielberg movie coming out next month. It's all a huge psyop. Jesse Waters drops a bombshell. Researchers claim dozens of crashed UFOs have been recovered with four different alien species on board. Two arms, two legs, long lizard tails, standing 7 feet tall. Insiders are too terrified to talk, saying an interview could literally forfeit their life. What the hell is our government hiding? I mean, folks, they've got advanced craft. There is interdimensional stuff. There is alien stuff going on. But all this stuff they're putting out is distractionary, just like with the Epstein stuff, where they don't put out the really hardcore stuff. So there's a lot of suppressed technology they don't want us to know about as well. So I'll be getting into more of this as it unfolds. But here's Jesse Waters talking about this. And remember, I'm the guy they say is the lizard guy, that lizards run the world. That's David Icke. Okay? And I'm not saying interdimensionally that's not going on or people haven't, on DMT, people see that. I'm not attacking David Icke. My point is that what are they doing? What is this? And then they never show you any proof. It's all just rumors, known disinformation people out there. Oh, the aliens are a threat. Are they going to stage a false flag, blue beam? Absolutely. That's what's being prepped. Here is Jesse Waters.
We are not alone. The Pentagon released the UFO files a few weeks back, and we just found out over a billion people have visited the site. A billion. It's got to be a record. The War Department says more files will be released soon. UFO experts and top researchers have been investigating aliens for years. Their sources say dozens of crashed UFOs have been recovered, and what they found inside? Shocking.
And do people think that there's one type of non-human intelligence that's visiting the Earth, or is there many, many types?
People who have been involved in recoveries have said
there are at least four separate types. Now, I have not had direct access to that, but I believe the people who I talk to.
Four different types of life.
Four different types of life.
Four different species of aliens. Another scientist called them Greys, Nordics, Insectoids, and Reptilians. All of them have two arms and two legs, just like us. Experts speculate the reptilians are scaly with long tails, like a lizard. Insectoids look like a praying mantis. The Greys look like your classic movie alien, and the Nordics look like a regular Swedish guy, but 7 feet tall. We haven't seen the evidence, but Pete Hegseth says more evidence is coming, and there are a lot of believers in Congress.
I have seen evidence in a skiff that leads me to believe there are things we cannot explain, and I have observed things that are of non-human origin and creation. That's my opinion.
Releasing the files isn't easy. They've been hitting for years, and a lot of people want to keep it that way.
problem we have right now is the deep state's fighting the president on release, and he kept his word, and I suspect some of our not-so-friendly comrades and some of our alphabet agencies are slow walking a lot of information. It's about power, it's about control, and that's kind of what runs Washington.
So why is our own government fighting so hard to keep these secret? Well, a dozen scientists have either gone missing or died. Now, we don't know if that's related, but people are scared to talk.
One I thought was going to do an interview, and then a couple days before sent me a message saying, after further consideration and long talks with my wife, I decided I'd be forfeiting my life if I participated in your interview.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was...
Anybody really involved with this thing, kill bringing it out. They're flooding the zone with this BS. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I'm going to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. Become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. Cancel any time. Stand with us. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com. Transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies. He's blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God, eternal.
eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart.
In the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots.
Rallying patriots worldwide.
Team humanity.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. All right, I cannot wait for this interview in the next hour and a half we've got with Nick Fuentes, because I really like Nick Fuentes. I've always liked him, known him 10 years. Really smart, really funny, and he just gets better and better. Doesn't mean I agree with everything he says or does, but he's a good guy. And in this climate of demonizing Christians and Catholics and white people, hey, turnabout's fair play. But he does it very measured compared to the operatives and the people that get boosted that are meant to actually create all this division and control. We have nuclear weapons being moved out of Pakistan in a deal signed 20 years ago with the bombers, with 8,000 troops into Saudi Arabia. We have Iran admitting they've got nukes. We have nukes being moved to the border of Belarus by the Russians, and they're telling them. That's the threat escalation letter. We have the Israel defense minister and economic minister declaring war on Europe and saying, you will see, we're about to attack you. This is the insanity of this. 81 days in, Trump is completely lost. The Pentagon told him don't do it. Total disaster, exploding energy prices. The growing season ruined. Half the fertilizer in the U.S. isn't available. We're better positioned than most countries. This is a disaster. Then we have Hegseth running around the defense secretary with foreign money, tens of millions, against Thomas Massey today. And my gut says they're going to steal it from him. But regardless, they just spawned 1,000 Thomas Masseys. Then you've got, oh, they're about to declassify reptoid and praying mantis aliens. I have Fox News, total distraction, crap. All hell is breaking loose. But hey, it's a global awakening, it's the fourth turning, it's going to be messy. But the key is, whether it's Nick J. Fuentes, or whether it's Candace Owens, or Alex Jones, or Tucker Carlson, all the most popular people, Joe Rogan sounds just like me now, it's our world. And they can try to go after the leadership. They can try to demonize us. But more people just stand up. We are winning the war, but the globalists are now saying Cuba's going to attack the United States with drones, Operation Northwoods. Cuba's like, you're about to do it. We're not going to do that. They are, and I get taking control of the hemisphere, but you don't do it that way. So this is out of control. Trump knows he was set up. The Pentagon told him yesterday, this is mainstream news, don't do any more flyovers. They can shoot on our planes now because the Russians and Chinese have given them more advanced weapons. It's checkmate. They won by war of attrition. And Trump needs to cut bait on all these people. I know Nick has said, punish the Republicans, punish Trump, destroy his legacy before he did. Great, fine and dandy. I want to stop the escalation to full nuclear war right now. That's what I'm dealing with. That's what I'm talking about. So I wanted to get him on last week, and I had a dental appointment that I forgot about, and I apologize. And So now he's on today, and it would have been perfect timing because that was the day, as fate would have it, I'm begging him to come over 2 weeks, that Gorka came out and basically said he's a terrorist along with Tucker Carlson. But now there's even more, so it's good that it came a week late. So Nick's with us, so much to cover. Nick J. Fuentes on Rumble, be sure and follow him there, and obviously on X. What a time to be alive. Uprisings against AI. I mean, this is just crazy town. And Trump throwing away all his original supporters to endorse sinking, imploding, Levin the lowest ratings on Fox. Ben Shapiro laid off half their employees a year ago, another half last week. Total joke. Just all of it happening. And then there's Trump doing this, committing political suicide. The midterm numbers are in. They're going to be destroyed in the House and Senate. I mean, this is wild. So, Nick, you were the guy 2 years ago said you weren't endorsing Trump because they'd go to war with Iran. He didn't do it before, so I thought you were wrong. You were right. Tomorrow's news today. So, Nick, I threw out a cornucopia. Great to have you with us. What do you want to tackle first?
Yes. Well, it's great to be back with you. I think we should really get into Iran. I think that is kind of the most explosive thing with all the developments in the past just 48 hours. Do you want to start there? We can jump in and talk about what's happening in Iran.
Let's do it. You've got the floor. Tell us your analysis.
Sounds good. Well, you know, it's interesting. So yesterday, it was a very eventful day in the war in Iran. We haven't really even heard too much about it in the past couple weeks. There's been a lot of back and forth between Washington and Tehran. They've been trading these different offers back and forth. They considered an offer from Iran last week. United States submitted a counterproposal. And it turns out yesterday that the United States is not happy with Iran's counterproposal. Iran came back actually on Sunday and said that they will accept no deal that does not include their control over the Strait of Hormuz, a total ceasefire in the Persian Gulf and Lebanon. They want reparations. They want the U.S. out of the Middle East, and they're not going to talk about nuclear. They don't want to talk about centrifuges. They don't want to talk about their highly enriched uranium. And it was originally said, actually, I don't know if you heard this, but this happened, I think, on Saturday. There was a rumor that Iran had agreed to some restrictions or some kind of moratorium on enrichment. They basically came out on Sunday. That could not be further from the truth. We do not agree to any restrictions at all, in principle or in practice, on our ability to enrich uranium. And what this means is that for all this talk about advanced negotiations, late stage negotiations, Iran is begging us for a deal. It seems that we are no better off, no further along than we were actually a year ago. Not even in February before this war started, but even in April of last year when those original, that original 60-day timeline was announced.
Well, you said
Liberation
it 3 weeks
Day.
Ago, Iran has won. They hold the cards in attrition. They keep saying no negotiation, get all your bases out, $500 billion, and then Trump just keeps acting like he's in a negotiation.
Well, exactly. He keeps lying. He keeps saying they're begging us to negotiate that. And Iran has been absolutely consistent since the beginning about all of their demands, which haven't changed. And they've also been adamant saying, we do not want a deal because we don't need one. We have all the leverage. We have all the cards. They say, we don't trust you. Why would we negotiate? There's not even a basis for that. There's no trust. And so yesterday was very eventful. Trump comes out and says that he's not happy with Iran. They are crazy. They don't know what they're doing. And Trump vows that there's going to be a resumption of war against Iran. There's going to be strikes. Who knows? Will it be escalating? Will it be against civilian infrastructure? Within hours, he comes back and says, you know what? Never mind. We called off the strikes that we had planned for tonight. That was yesterday. He says, and this is the best part, we did that at the behest of Qatar, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia, who asked us to continue to pursue diplomacy. Well, then we get the update today. We get the update literally just this morning. And Trump says, actually, we're going to give Iran, I don't know, 1 day, 2 days, a week until Monday. And that's literally how he said it. I think it was in a press pool earlier this morning. He said,
yeah, we played the clip. He said, I'll give you two or three more days. And here's the deal. It's in the New York Times, Washington Post, Zero Hedge, that Trump ordered attacks yesterday, and the Pentagon said they can shoot our planes down now. They've been given new stuff, obviously Russia or China. How big is that, that basically the Pentagon nicks the plan?
Well, it's interesting because there's been a lot of that coming out of the Pentagon and the IC. They said this last week in the New York Times. They said, we actually have not degraded Iran's missile infrastructure at all. I don't know if you saw this. I believe this was released on Thursday, NYT exclusive. They said that when you actually look at what Iran still has, they have 90% of their missile storage facilities intact. They have 70% of their missile stockpile still intact. They have 70% of their missile launch platforms along the Strait of Hormuz, along the coast, still intact. So last week, they're effectively telling us, we have done nothing to them. We did sink their Navy. We killed the supreme leader. We've damaged some other regime and military targets. However, the critical capability they have is their ability to launch drones and ballistic and cruise missiles. That's how they shut down the strait. That is also how they're able to attack the Gulf countries, our bases there, but also the civilian infrastructure.
They took credit for hitting the nuclear. I mean, they didn't take credit for hitting the nuclear reactor. They took credit for blowing up the Israeli missile base Saturday.
Yes, yes, the missile base. And even before the hostilities ended, they were hitting Dimona as well. They were hitting Dimona in the Negev. They're hitting desalination in the Gulf countries. They are hitting oil and LNG infrastructure there. So if you can't take out the missiles, then that means that Iran is always able to retaliate. And they really have a checkmate because of that irrepressible ability to launch attacks on any of those targets. So this comes out last week. And then you're exactly right. Yesterday it came out. Trump says, well, we're not going to attack because the Gulf countries begged us not to. Then it comes out, as you say, the Pentagon has determined that if we went back into Iran, and that would involve air and sea power, they're going to be able to shoot down our planes, as they did. They shot down that F-15E fighter jet shortly before the ceasefire. They hit an F-35. They hit six stratotankers in Saudi Arabia. Although those were on the ground. But the point being is, you're right, Russia gave them the ability to track the flight patterns. They basically mapped out our MO. And now if we go back in, it's not going to be clear that we're even going to be able to have air superiority, which means loss of equipment, casualties. They're going to take our stuff and reverse engineer it. So the question is, are we even capable of going back in? Is there even a military option? We've been operating under this assumption that it's really our choice. If we decide to go in,
well,
if
notice,
we decide
just
to
interrupt.
Escalate.
Notice his latest Truth Social. It's like, and I'm not trying to bash Trump, but it's so retarded. Admit you're defeated. Your name is at the bottom. All the ships are sunk. They just repeat, we sunk your ships. We sunk your ships. They never had a Blue Water Navy. It wasn't about that. It's a 12-mile strait. They got an armed camp there. They can close it all. The Pentagon told him. It is like retarded. And now Trump's like, we may pull out and put a ring of death around their nuke sites. So the good news is he's at least phrasing an exit now to declare victory. The problem is every time he says that, he said a month ago, Israel, you're out of there, stop attacking, but they kept attacking Lebanon and everything. Israel won't let him leave. Israel won't let him stop.
Exactly. Well, and that is the problem, is that clearly it makes no sense for us to still be involved. We're just out of options. And that was clear actually from the very beginning. Once it was apparent that the regime would not collapse, they weren't going to completely fold and topple, it also became obvious at the exact same time that there's nothing that we can do. We can't send in ground forces. We can't nuke them. And the air and sea power is going to have no effectiveness against their missile sites. There's too many of them. There's decoys. They hide them. At the end of the day, it's just an asymmetrical war where the defensive side has the advantage. So you're right. From the beginning, we should have just said, you know what? We tried it. It didn't work. Let's cut our losses and leave. But there's been this persistent rhetoric from Trump that we have all these options, that we're going to destroy their civilization. We're going to kill them. All this kind of stuff. It is a bit of a relief to hear him say some of these maybe different options where he says maybe we'll just make the nuclear stockpile inaccessible by hitting that in a particular kind of way. But even still, I mean, and I maintain this on my show, regardless of the calculation about diplomacy or escalation, the wild card factor that nobody ever talks about for some reason is Israel's involvement. Because you can talk about brinksmanship and you can talk about the Madman doctrine. You can talk about these kinds of things when it comes to North Korea or Venezuela or Cuba. But the variable that you don't have in every other theater of conflict is you don't have this nuclear state that is trying to sabotage diplomacy, one, and two, that is trying to provoke more conflict. And that is Israel in this case. And ignores
that
reality.
Is running around primarying people in America and openly pumping money in and deploying the Pentagon against congressional candidates. Open foreign interference, dick on the table, absolutely outrageous.
It's full spectrum. It's full spectrum the way that they are getting involved in our affairs. But I was going to say, you know, even from the very beginning with Iran in 2024 under Biden, people forget this. Israel tried to get us into a war with Iran under Biden. We had no interest in this. This was back shortly after October 7th, when the whole idea was Israel needs to go into Gaza and disarm Hamas. Remember when that was actually the casus belli? That's kind of how we got into all this. It was just about Gaza, just about disarming Hamas, retaliating for the October 7th attacks. And it was in April of 2024. Israel went into Syria and bombed an Iranian consulate, killing seven IRGC commanders. That is when Iran actually launched the first missiles at Israel. And it was the Biden administration that had to come in with the UK, France, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and counter all the missiles. Israel did it again in late July 2024, just a few months later. They assassinated the political leader of Hamas in Tehran on the inauguration day of Iran's new president. Once again, we were brought back into the fold, shooting down the missiles. Point being is, this is what they do. When Trump announced diplomacy with Iran last year, last April 2025, Trump brought Netanyahu to the White House, and I think he caught him by surprise a little bit. He said, we're going to give Iran 60 days. We want to work out a nuclear deal so that we don't have to invade. What did Netanyahu say the next day? He said, well, the only deal that Israel, not the U.S., he said the only deal that Israel will take with Iran is if we blow up their centrifuges, we have to destroy them like we did in Syria and Iraq. And the point of saying that was to poison pill the process. They didn't want a deal. And the first day outside that 60-day timeline, that's when Israel launched a war, Rising Lion. Now it's Roaring Lion, Rising Lion.
So I'm asking you this then. How does this end? If Trump was smart, how does he extricate himself out of this? Declare victory, rings of death around the nuke sites, or your prediction?
I think that
he'll just probably double down insanely. I mean, where is this going? Because this is clear to everyone. The Pentagon saying, no, don't send in more flights, basically checkmating Trump. I guess he could override them. But, I mean, this shows, I'm not trying to lionize the Pentagon, that even they are getting, this is absolutely out of control.
And they did that even before the war. I'll point out there's been tension between the White House and the Pentagon on this. But I mean, for him, like the best option, I think at this point for Trump, if I were the president, if, you know, if we could just be creative for a moment, clearly Israel's driving the conflict. If you want a permanent end to hostilities with Iran, which is what it has to be, they need reassurances. They need confidence that we're not going to try this all over again a third time. In 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever. And so what you would have to do, I think if you're the president, is you have to maybe do some kind of symbolic strike on Iran just for the sake of saving face. I think there's no way around that. If we just cut our losses and leave, it's just this brutal humiliation, huge strategic defeat, unambiguously. I think if you're really being reasonable, you say, maybe you go in, you do one last thing very symbolically, and then yeah, you're going to have to eat a shit sandwich and say, we won. You're going to have to spin it and declare victory unilaterally. We won. The war is over. We hit him again, et cetera, et cetera. It's obvious that we lost, but at least you can spin it and you can try for propaganda purposes to say, okay, we won.
And
but
by the way, he said last week, as you know, about your second part, he said, I want the uranium, even though it's the bottom of these blown up things, as symbolic. So he's even thinking out loud this. Sorry, second point.
No, you're totally right. And that's kind of what we have to settle for. But the second point is then you immediately have to restrain Israel. Israel has elections coming up. There's going to be a new round of elections probably soon coming up this year. And I think
and
that
Netanyahu
Trump needs to actually,
needs a war. He needs a war. He admits it.
Well, and if you look at Polymarket, it looks like he's no longer the favorite to be the next prime minister. It's now Naftali Bennett has overtaken him.
Who's even crazier?
At least. Right. Yeah. I mean, they're nuts. However, Netanyahu is dug in. He's entrenched. He's got these relationships in the GOP. And so I think that if you're Trump, you need to use your leverage against Israel. You need to enter that equation and basically say, look, you are not going to sabotage our relationship with Iran. We need to use
but
our leverage against them.
Clearly, they're blackmailing his, quote, friends he's protecting on Epstein. I mean, that's what this is.
I think that's a very strong possibility, but you know, it's really a question
well,
of
then
are
why
we going to go
have
into
magic control over Trump to destroy his old recovery, destroy his legacy. Why did he fall on his sword for Israel?
We can speculate about that. I mean, I think there's a plausible explanation that they oversold this to him. I talked about this with Dave Smith yesterday. He had Venezuela at the beginning of the year. I don't think that timing is coincidental that Trump goes into Venezuela, kidnaps Maduro. It is this unbelievable success. Everybody is praising him for it.
I agree.
And then what do the Israelis do? They come in and say, let's do it in Iran.
The euphoria, I agree. That's the best analysis. He even said that to Tucker Carlson. He said last time they talked 2 months ago, he goes, I always win. Don't worry. Just like Venezuela. Watch. That's it. Let's come back and talk about what's going to unfold, what we should know. Massey, you being declared a terrorist by the terrorism czar.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Instruction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
Right about the poison shots and raise the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I'm going to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern, updated World War II trench knife with the blacked-out, murdered-out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, five different limited edition laser-engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. And you can cancel anytime. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel anytime. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
When I grow up, I want to bring down the New World Order! Nick Fuentes is our guest. We are live on Tuesday, May 19th, 2026, year of our Lord. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. Share those live feeds now!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Nick, I want to get into where you think this is going, what we should do, Why are you saying people should vote Democrat and oppose Republicans so they wake up, we win the national election? I kind of get the thinking there at a certain point, but also with them on the border and stuff, I just have a lot of trouble with that. How about just only vote for America First candidates? Excuse me. And then I want, eating some lunch during the break, sorry, it's jalapenos. And then I want to get into Massey and this great awakening to Israel, where it was already the hottest thing years ago, you spearheading it a decade ago, really the awakening to globalism, special interests, and Israel doubling down. And now their defense minister and economic minister literally saying he's declaring war on Europe. Look out. Watch what happens. Talk about Samson option. If you indict me, because he's heard he's indicted. So we have all these cornered criminals, literally, that have nuclear weapons threatening the world. This is a worst-case scenario. Nick Fuentes.
You're right. It is a worst-case scenario. And the situation, I think, the most dire situation is what's going on in the Persian Gulf. I mean, this is where we're headed towards a real nuclear conflict. And that's why, you know, if we pick up on where we left off earlier, it is absolutely necessary that we extricate ourselves from the conflict, and we actually have to get the United States to intervene to restrain Israel. And you're right. I mean, this Israel issue, for a long time, I was one of the only people talking about it. As you know, is very taboo. You, of course, were talking about it too, talking about the liberty and 9/11 and all these things. It's something that was censored and suppressed for a long time. Now people are waking up and realizing they really are maybe the number one threat to world peace. Threatening Europe,
oh, you
it's not
say
even the
they
first
were.
Time.
But I thought with China and everything else, they were like the number three slot. I agree. Right now, they are making a move on America, not just for foreign policy. They want domestic control. They're not even hiding it.
100%. And, you know, everybody talks about the foreign aid. Everybody talks about the $3.8 billion that we send them every year in foreign military financing. However, they are making a play domestically as well. And this is something that has maybe kind of gone over people's heads. They're doing it at the State Department, at DHS, at the Department of Education, everywhere across the board in domestic policy. You see their influence. I know people that cannot enter the United States on a traveler visa, tourist visa, whatever, because they have criticized Israel on the internet. And I'm talking about like a handful of people that I know, not anyone in particular, but a few. The State Department has literally looked at their social media, found them to be Israel critical activists or voices, and now they're banned from entering the United States. So the
and
basis
the ADL,
of being,
the ADL admits they flag and basically run that database. So a private group doing that.
Exactly. And that is the influence of them inside the administration. They do the same thing with citizenship. They're talking about denaturalizing people that actually are citizens. Yeah, go ahead.
So that leads us to you. I didn't want to talk about yourself, but you were going to be on last week, and I had to cancel the show because I had a dental appointment. You were listed, I'm kind of jealous, by the new terrorism czar, the gay whale Gorka, along with Tucker, as domestic terrorists. What's that about?
So I read that article, and it's not exactly clear what he meant by that. It was in a conversation about left and right wing terrorism, and I believe he said something to the effect that me and Tucker are not right wing. He wouldn't consider us right wing. Actually, he'd consider us left wing. And then he came out and clarified and said, no, I'm not calling them terrorists. I just simply meant that I don't consider them to be technically or strictly speaking part of the right wing. So I was a little bit confused, but that's not actually what you want to hear, because for those that don't know, he actually replaced Joe Kent. So Joe Kent was the head of the counterterrorism center under the
DNI. You're being too kind. I'll give you the floor, but let me. I that was scripted with the head of Breitbart. We played the clip like five times last week. He says, are there any right-wingers that are terrorists or extremists? And he says, I don't count Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes as conservatives. So are there any right-wingers or terrorists? And he says, well, I don't count them as right-wingers. That's saying you're a terrorist. Then Breitbart starts having an orgasm and says, well, we better investigate them under control of foreign power. No, he directly did that. And you've got, Trump's brain, Mark Levin, saying arrest us all, come after us. You got the ADL saying it, you're being too kind there. That was clearly a threat, bro.
You're right. I'm just saying it's, you know, people pulled that article and said they're on a terrorist list.
It was video, though. It was thinly veiled, but it was thinly veiled.
You're right. You're right. And there was that implication there. And I want to point out, though, that Gorka is a foreign operative. He's a triple citizen in Hungary, the UK, the United States. And I'm only trying to say you went from Joe Kent, who was an Israel critical ally of Tucker Carlson, you know, and claims to be America first, replaced by Sebastian Gorka, who might as well be. I mean, he's just as bad as Mark Levin, just as pro-Israel, a huge zealot for the pro-Israel cause. So you're right. And it's terrifying because the whole idea of electing
Trump.
It's
not like they didn't put you on a no-fly list and sue you and try to kill you, and the same thing with me. Like, let's recognize they're coming after us. Let's just be clear.
Yeah, oh, 100%. And that was my fear even with electing Trump. It's sort of maybe there's like some dark humor in there. I was going to say it's funny. It's not funny, but there's some irony there that people are always saying, well, we need to elect Republicans. We need Trump because we need to end the weaponization of the federal government against patriots, because look what happened under Biden. And we just need 4 years of bias time and get out from under the gun of the federal government. You elect Trump. And we talked about it last year. Bill Barr came out that he was coming against us. He was the former head of the DOJ, former attorney general. Then you hear this, the new head of the counterterrorism center, Sebastian Gorka, is, like you said, in a thinly veiled way, implying he's looking into me and Tucker Carlson, that we might be terrorists or something. And that's a government official.
Well, let's say it again. Like, are there any right-wing terrorists, Breitbart editor? Well, I don't count Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes as right-wing. I mean, he just said it, man. And then we need to investigate them under the control of foreign powers when they literally work for Israel, when you've got their main radio network, Salem, run by Israel, funded by the government of Israel. But you have this Bazula Smotik, who's the defense minister and the finance minister, last night, I'll play this clip for you, literally saying he declares war on Europe and Brussels because he hears he's been indicted. This is the Samson option. Here is the insanity. Very exciting clip, as you can see right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play the Bazula.
Last night, I was informed that the criminal prosecutor of the anti-Semitic court in The Hague submitted a secret request for an international arrest warrant against me. This request joins the unprecedented arrest warrants issued against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former defense minister Yoav Gallant. The clumsy attempt to force upon us a policy of security suicide through sanctions and arrest warrants will not succeed. On a personal level, they do not intimidate me. I am willing to pay personal prices in order to serve my people. If I am required to pay such a price, I do so proudly and with my head held high. But on the national level, they are not harming Benjamin Netanyahu or Bezalel Smotrich personally. They are trying to harm us as the Prime Minister and Finance Minister of the State of Israel. The issuance of arrest warrants against the Prime Minister is a declaration of war. The issuance of arrest warrants against the Defense Minister and Finance Minister is a declaration of war. And in the face of a declaration of war, we will respond with war. The Palestinian Authority has started a war, and it will get a war. From today onward, every economic or other target within my power to harm, under my authority as finance minister and as a minister in the defense ministry, will be targeted. Not talk and gimmicks, actions. I hereby announce the first target that will be struck. Immediately after finishing my remarks here, I will sign an order to evacuate Khan al-Ahmar on my authority as a minister in the defense ministry. I promise all our enemies, this is only the beginning.
So because Europe is doing this arrest warrant, he announces a Palestinian enclave they're going to destroy, evacuation. Nick, this is a nuclear power issuing literal nuclear terrorism threats.
Yes, well, and declaring war against Europe. These are the two fanatical members of the Israeli regime. It's this Smotrich and Ben-Gvir. It's the National Security and Finance Minister of Israel. They literally will speak before a podium with an emblem of Greater Israel. And they're well known for that. They defend spitting on Christians in Israel. It's the same guy and his ally Ben-Gvir basically said that when Jews spit on Christians in the Holy Land, that's an ancient Jewish tradition. It must be respected. The people doing it should not be arrested. Don't throw the book at them. So this is, and people don't even realize, these are not random people. You always get this kind of like evasion from pro-Israel people, Jewish people. They say, Well, that's not representative of everybody as a whole. These are government ministers. This is the Israeli regime. And these are religious extremists, religious Zionists that are part of the coalition government with Netanyahu. And what a lot of people don't realize is they are literally at war with Europe. And they're not being discreet about that at all. They're not being coy. It's not subtle. And they have been for a long time. And it's funny because Europe started out after October 7th, very pro-Israel. After October 7th, Germany, France, Italy, all these countries were very supportive of Israel and sending them weapons. But they, like the rest of the world, saw the Israeli conduct in Gaza, in the conflict. And over time, they started to say, we don't want to send these weapons to help you. And we don't want to trade with you. And what's more, in the International Criminal Court, they say you are committing war crimes. Your defense minister, Yoav Gallant, your national security minister, and Netanyahu himself, these are literal criminals. If they land in countries that recognize the authority of the ICC, you're going to jail, like we're going to arrest you. And Israel says we're declaring war on Europe. They're also lobbying the United States to do the same. When it was announced that Spain was not going to send weapons to Israel, what did the United States say? They said, we are going to embargo Spain. We're going to not do trade with them. We're going to get our military out of there. They also said, every country that's not helping us in Iran, we're going to move NATO troops and equipment out of those countries. So we're going to move them from Germany to Poland and from one country to another country. We're basically reorganizing the deck, reorganizing the whole thing based on who is going to support Israel. And the richer irony is that simultaneously, while all this is going on, you're hearing from these pro-Israel Jewish voices like Joe Lonsdale and Sean McGuire and Barry Weiss and others that this is about Western civilization, that it's about civilization, Israel and the United States versus the barbarians of Hamas and Iran and the Islamo-Marxist, the Islamo-fascist, Islamo-communist. This is the line. And yet it seems to be the case that it's the American Jewry and Israel working to now destroy Europe, working to bring America out of Europe, trying to sanction them. Israel's literally declaring war on Europe. And I said this a year ago when there were a number of countries during the General Assembly in September at the United Nations. There were a number of countries led by Emmanuel Macron of France that said, we will recognize Palestinian statehood because Israel will not stop and the United States won't make them stop. And that declaration was followed by the UK and Canada and Portugal and about a dozen other countries in Europe that said, we too will recognize Palestinian statehood. And I remember at that time, the Mark Levins and everybody else said, these countries are anti-Semitic. They're evil. Like they're falling under the control of the left. And you want to say, so what is Western civilization? Who are our allies? Are we a European nation? Are our allies Europe, the UK, France, Italy, Germany? Or is it just Israel? Because at that point, you want to say, this has nothing to do with Western civilization. It really even has nothing to do with America. It's like we are under this hostile, parasitic occupation that wants us to...
Go ahead. But he announces, I'm going to destroy another Palestinian encampment or enclave to show you that you're not going to stop us. So what is the level of chutzpah to have the defense minister and their main economic minister get up and say, Europe, you've declared war. We're going to get you. Just watch and see. And it's a nuclear power. Like, what are they thinking? It's wild-eyed.
I think it makes, in a weird way, it makes sense. And the thing is, people maybe have not priced in how powerful Israel has become. This is exuberance.
Netanyahu last week said, we're a superpower.
That's right. He said, we're not just going to be a regional power. We're going to be a world power. We're going to be a superpower. And people don't realize that is exactly what they have become. When you have Iran out of the picture, who do you think rules the Middle East? Uncontested. Who do you think takes control of the Persian Gulf and the regime that controls it after Iran is toppled? Who do you think controls the Suez, the Red Sea, Bab el-Mandeb, all the rail lines, all the other shipping overland and on sea that goes through the Middle East and all the gas and oil that comes from there? That's going to be Israel. Saudi Arabia cannot resist Israel. Neither can the UAE, neither can Qatar. None of these countries can resist them. Iran was the only bulwark of resistance, and that's why they now have to go. So when you see Israel saying, we're going to go to war with Europe, we declare war on Europe, and this is only the beginning, you might think they're in over their skis. No, this reflects the new reality. And the new reality is that Israel is going to become a regional power. And with the United States in their back pocket, they're going to become a superpower.
Did you see last week when one of Netanyahu's main aides played clips of you and said, when you talked about Israel taking over superpower greater Israel and taking over Lebanon and attacking Turkey, he goes, no, Nick, you ought to join us. You're smart. You're right. This is great. We are taking over. Did you see that?
I did. Yeah. They always say that. Now I do a show and I talk about, so this is what they believe and these are their plans and this is their next move. And you get all these like pro-Israel goyim. You get all the pro-Israel influencers that say, that's crazy. You're an anti-Semite. That doesn't even make any sense. Then you interview the actual religious Talmudists, the actual Jews, pro-Israel types, and they will say, no, he's 100% right. It is Jacob and Esau. It is Rome and Jerusalem. We want to destroy Rome. We want to loot the Vatican because they stole our menorah 2,000 years ago during the Jewish rebellions against the Roman Empire. And they say, yes, and our designs are to retake the Holy Land, make greater Israel, take southern Lebanon, take Gaza, the West Bank.
And like, what's crazy is, you've been talking about it forever, so have I, but a few months ago, Harrison put out a video. It's got 20 million on X. It's like 40 million on something else. The 8-front war. It's 20-something minutes of them saying, Titus sacked Israel in 70 AD, so America and Europe have to burn and be destroyed. And it's Netanyahu admitting it. It's like cuckoo town. Oh, because the Titus crushed the zealots in a rebellion 2,000 years ago, now you all have to be destroyed. I mean, it's like, what the hell?
Well, and there's something interesting about that, because I was talking to Stephen Crowder the other week, and we're talking about the war in Iran. And I said, what do you think is wrong with an Iran nuclear deal? Like, why could we not have a deal with Iran? And he goes, well, because they're Muslim extremists, and you can never negotiate with Muslim extremists. They're doing what Muhammad would have done, like it's the 7th century. And there is this awareness, there is a consciousness among conservatives that Muslims have this long time frame. They're thinking about the Umayyad dynasty. They're thinking about the Roman Empire. They're thinking about that. It is like a civilizational war for thousands of years between Muslims and Christians. And that is part of their consciousness. That's how they think about politics. What conservatives don't realize is that Jews are exactly the same way. There was a picture, I think a couple of years ago, Brett Weinstein, intellectual dark web scientist, profiled in the New York Times. He's supposed to be one of these like good liberals or whatever. He took a picture of himself in Rome at the Arch of Titus, which commemorates the sacking of Jerusalem, flipping the arch off, giving it the middle finger and saying, F you, we're back. There's a lot of pictures just like this of Israelis, Jews. They go there with the Israeli passports and say, see, the Roman Empire is gone, but Israel has survived. And the point is, they are still thinking about how the Roman Empire destroyed the temple in 70 AD. They're still thinking about the Bar Kokhba revolt and how they crushed the Jews. And like I said, they took the menorah. They're still thinking about it. Netanyahu had a book. I think it was a few months ago.
Well, his dad wrote a book. I mean, go there. It was all about the war with Israel and Rome. I mean, that's in Harris's thing. But if you go back to this, they are literally admitting all of it. It's just, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, and that's the point, is they do think of the world in these terms. They see us as the Roman Empire. They see Europe and they see the Catholic Church and they see the United States as the Roman Empire. And by the way, they hate the Roman Empire. They hate Europe. They hate all of that. They hate all of the European monarchs. They hate Philip II.
Because they see it as a rival power.
Right. And because those are all, they embody the goyim. What is goy? It's the nations. You have Israel and then you have the other nations that weren't chosen, that are set against Israel, that are set in opposition to Israel. And they see the nations as peoples to be subjugated. They see us basically as their dominion, which God promised them. So they're trying to rebuild this kingdom, which will be the center of a new global order, from which they will rule over the nations. But first, they have to suppress the greatest among them, which is the Amalekites, the Edomites. That's how they see us. And when you talk to these ministers or you listen to them speak, Smotrich, Ben-Gavir, they're saying the quiet part out loud. They're giving the game away. They're saying, yeah, we can't wait to go to war with Europe.
And why are they so arrogant? Like, because the average American European has been taught to hate themselves and we're all Hitler, even though we fought Hitler. And then they're literally using the ADL to say, if you say there's a greater Israel, you should be put in prison. And none of this, but then separately, they're on TV bragging about it. It's like crazy.
Well, that is their, you could argue that's their downfall, is their hubris, their pride. That is why they're so arrogant. And they think that they have God on their side. They think that it's unstoppable. They think that this is the revealed plan and that nothing can stop what has been set in motion.
Well, that's why I'm so pissed at the Muslims. I mean, we had 700 years of invasions of Europe. They took 90% of Spain, and the Crusades was a counter. Like, the Muslims say, I'm conquering you. And I'm like, let's go, bitch. And then now Israel literally, I know it was a faction, but now that faction, hands down, literally wants to be exterminated and is telling me I'm Hitler. I mean, what do they expect that's going to engender? That's going to trigger what they claim they're fighting. I mean, because they're starting it.
Yeah, on some level, I think they don't care. I think they know that they have a checkmate. They have all the pieces in place.
No, I agree. They want the conflict. They're conjuring the Gudurdamaran. They're conjuring the final battle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's part of their plan. And, you know, and on some level, I think we have to be careful not to fall into their trap, because that is something that they are trying to, like you said, conjure is the right word. They are trying to kind of make it a fait accompli. They're trying to make it a self-fulfilling prophecy, so to speak. But you wish that the white people in Europe and here would wake up and sort of realize who we are in the context of the civilizational war. The problem is that we don't know who we are. We don't have our own story, our own narrative. That's why I think it's so important that we have to raise the consciousness. I like to say on my show, we have to learn to take our own side. And who are we? We are Christendom. We are the Roman Empire. We are European civilization. We have to understand our own story in order for us to even be players in all of this.
But the problem even if you don't want to take your identity as a white person or a European, you have been labeled by the CHICOM, see us as the main threat. They know West has been superior. They admit it. We've been labeled by Israel and the Muslims. All these inferior, I'm saying not inferior people individually, but inferior cultures have envy of the West. The West is the best, to quote George, head of the Doors. So that's where we are. And so sorry. That's just how it is, and we have to realize that these groups that feel inferior are never going to stop till our head is mounted on a wall.
Well, we have to look at identity like a technology. It is almost like a technology that makes us more powerful.
Oh, genetics? Genetics is like a technology? Yeah, it's the technology.
Identity, the sense of togetherness, the sense of belonging, in the sense that, you know, you say, why are Israel the ones that are emboldened and talking about taking? It's because they have this powerful sense of destiny and identity and who they are. We are God's people. We were promised this land. We are Jews. We have our Old Testament. We survived for thousands of years. And that's what makes them able to stick together, to be a force, to trust each other, to organize, to pursue goals. And the same thing is true with Muslims. They come here as Muslims saying, we're like Muhammad, we're conquering. You know, I have a friend, Sneeko, he's Muslim. And what he always says is Muslims stick together. They help each other. It's their stick togetherness. It's like a weapon. It's like a military technology, this group identification. And so you say, well,
like,
you know, they're going to call us.
It's like a Greek phalanx.
Exactly, exactly. That is the glue that holds an army together. And an army is not just the people fighting on the battlefield, but it's the whole civilization pointed in one direction. And so you've got Muslims that are saying, you know, we want the Mahdi and we want to take over Europe. And you got the Jews that are saying, we're going to build greater Israel. We need the Christians to say we have our own destiny. We're in the fight too as ourselves, not as a subordinate to some other civilization.
Well, so that's right. They have to take our identity, teach us to hate ourselves, environmentalism, all life, human life's bad, so these groups can take over. Let's just admit they want to take over. Let's deal with it. Back with Nick Fuentes. Follow him on Rumble at Nick J. Fuentes. Straight ahead. So much to cover.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, Nick Fuentes with us for most of the hour. I got a few final things I'm going to hit before Harrison Smith takes over here from the wreckage of InfoWars, but the Phoenix being reborn. Nick, we're talking during the break, and you totally agree with me. Of course, you already talked about that. I already know you agree because you already said it yourself. You don't get it from me. It's just prima facie. My issue is I did not want the Clash of Civilizations to be about Jew versus the West. I knew that was being incubated and pushed, and they always want to repeat the last war. But definitely that is now how the clash is lining up in the globalist calculus. It's so dangerous. Is there any way to divert from that and make it just pro-humanity, anti-AI, or where, just in summation in the short segment, and we'll come back with all the other news, how do you just gut level, and I know it's not a prediction, just on the current trajectory, where do you see things going? Because it doesn't look good to me.
Yeah, I don't think there's a ton of good options right now, and I think the best bet for people like us is we just have to participate in the process. And by that, I mean people need to start accumulating power, getting involved. It may be too little too late, though. I think that the problem is countries like Israel, like we talked about, they know what they're doing. They are ahead of the game, like they are on their way. And the United States is just completely disorganized. I mean, what is going to be the contest in 2028? It's going to be Vance versus Newsom or something like that. The sad part is, we had an opportunity with Trump in 2016 and 2020 and 2024 to maybe try to turn things around, maybe try to get America back together, make America great again, whatever. They just didn't do it. It just didn't happen. So I think the future is very dark. I think that we're heading into a confrontation with Iran. I don't see how Iran ultimately survives that in the long run. I think that Israel dominates the Middle East. Europe is a declining power. They're either going to have to get together and become their own great power as some kind of super state, or they'll continue to fall behind. Either way, they seem to be decoupling from the United States. And so it just seems like it's a very bleak future for white people in the world. Seems like it's a bleak future for America, for Europe. I think it could be the case that the best days are behind us. So it's kind of a sad reality. I don't see things going very well for any of us in the next 5-10 years, to be perfectly honest with you. But I tell people we can't give up. We have to get involved in 2026, 2028. We might have another chance, might have another shot in 28 if we just get the right guy in. But you look across the board at all these different things, whether it's the debt and the deficit, which they tried and failed to fix with Doge, the situation with trade, which they tried and failed to fix with tariffs, the situation with foreign policy, which we tried and failed to fix by getting out of Ukraine and not fighting Iran. Every one of these things weighs on us tremendously, and I don't see how any of these things are going to be resolved anytime soon in a way that's favorable. So I think that there's going to be perhaps a serious calamity in the near future. And the only hope is that we're going to be able to use that to reorganize society in a way that we have a shot at survival. But I got to be honest with you, this second Trump administration has been it's not only been a real letdown, but it really demonstrates the prospects that anything even can change. Because you would have liked to thought that he gets elected in 24 and the platform is we're going to cut $2 trillion from the deficit. We're going to end the war in Ukraine. We're going to do these mass deportations and build the wall. We're going to have a tariff schedule and rebuild and re-manufacture, re-industrialize America. That would have been the program to get the country back on track. And you see that one by one, every single one of these items fell by the wayside and we were told was politically impossible. So I just don't see how that's ever going to be solved with anybody other than Trump. If it wasn't going to be him, who has this mass cult-like following, who does seem to have some level of independence from the institutions and from the party, then who is going to deliver that victory? Is it going to be J.D. Vance? Is it going to be Marco Rubio? I don't think anybody believes that. And the only worse option then is the Democrats, who are just going to mess things up even more. So it's a pretty rough picture. I don't think anybody should be giving up, but we should definitely not kid ourselves about the stakes here and about the gravity of the situation. It's not very good. So that's kind of my gut level take. I know it's
totally
a bit of a
agree. Though. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Fire! Blow it to hell!
For the last 30 years, one man has stood against the psychological operations launched by the mainstream media and the deep state. This man knew that the war would not be fought in the streets, but would be fought in the minds of freedom-loving humans everywhere. So stand with Alex Jones. This one man terminating wrecking ball of truth as he launches his next great operation. AlexJonesLive.com has launched. Spread this message far and wide because the tyrants want you fighting with each other instead of the true enemy of humanity. AlexJonesLive.com is the signal they can't stop.
You will never defeat humanity.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si latibus ocelis. Fortune amici vulnera, sunt tradi prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
As negative as this news is, it's good to know about a problem so you can deal with it. Anybody that works with me knows you can make mistakes, you can do whatever, but if you don't tell me about a problem, you cover up something, you're fired. I want to meet stuff head on. I want to know about the problem now. I don't want to live in la-la land. And you've got Nick Fuentes and all these other great people out there that just continue to explode with the truth and their authenticity. And look, the Daily Wire had billions, probably 2 billion put into it by big Zionists out of Frisco, Texas, north of Dallas. Totally financed, force fed everything. All the biggest talk radio stations given to him. He didn't have good ratings 5 years ago. It was force-fed. And now they lay off a year ago half their employees, and a few weeks ago the other half, so it's 25%. That's just a vestigial thing they left up there as a face-saver, like CNN or anything. It's a joke. It's like, why even criticize Colbert or Trump? He has like a million viewers. It's something to talk about. I mean, you know, Nick can like point a camera at his house at the paint drying where people watch that. Same with me. And so Trump's a boomer, though. He's 80 years old. He doesn't understand all this. He goes on with Elon Musk. It's a billion listeners. In one interview, he doesn't think to do it again. He's like, oh, podcasting's starting to grow. Someday it'll give it run to mainstream media. So boomers, and I'm not against them. My parents are boomers. They're more awake than most boomers, but they are in their own world on average. They have no idea that the world has moved on. So you got to get more positive about it. You know, Ben Shapiro, media empire is collapsing. It already collapsed. But that said, the death throes of this system is what I'm worried about. You got Hegseth campaigning against Massey. And you got CBS News like, are you anti-Semitic? Like it's some magic word. Let me explain something to people that get mad at me for not wearing a Hitler uniform or whatever. If I wore a Hitler uniform, And I literally said Heil Hitler, my show would explode, it would be the biggest ever, and the Israel lobby would actually boost it because that's the stereotype they want. When I did that joke 6 months ago or whatever, because I was trimming my beard, not paying attention, and literally cut off the side of it, and I went, and then my personal trainer came over to the house because we were going to go for a hike and do push-ups and sit-ups. It was like a golf course behind my house. He goes, you ought to do a joke to the Hitler thing. So I did it. I literally, after that workout, went to the grocery stores. We worked out like 6 a.m. And I literally had women throwing themselves at me. And you've seen footage in like other countries where God dresses like Hitler and the women are all over him. People want the bad guy, okay, right now. They want whatever they see as the opposite of the thing. And I didn't do that I didn't know that would happen. I mean, it was like, it was absolutely insane, guys. When I was a bald-headed Adolf Hitler for just a day, what happened? My point is, I am not trying to mediate and don't want total war with Israel because I'm afraid of the Jewish lobby. They've been trying to put me in jail. The ADL 4 years ago called for my arrest at their gala with Sacha Baron Cohen. I'm worried about this being the total focus and like, because the Israel lobby wants to conjure this to play victim to get all the rich Jews to give them all their money. This is a setup. But that said, looking at Massey, here's a clip from CBS News just yesterday where, again, like the magic word, ooh, abracadabra. I mean, Massey is a liberal when it comes to race and stuff. Massey is always like Rand Paul or Ron Paul, but against all foreign aid. And so when you use this anti-Semitic thing on people all day, it doesn't just make them not care anymore. I can tell you with the general public that if you wore a Hugo Boss uniform and a Hitler mustache, women would start having spontaneous orgasms in front of you. So people want the opposite of what they got, so they didn't swing to this other thing that's Hitler, kind of like Kanye and all that. Here's a clip of Massey.
Are you anti-Semitic?
They're trying to tell you that it's anti-Semitic for me to expose the fact that the Republican Jewish Coalition has spent millions of dollars in this race. That a dual citizen, Miriam Adelson, who even Trump says is more loyal to Israel than the United States, has spent millions of dollars in this race. Those are mere facts. And it's
okay,
really...
It's a yes or no. Are you anti-Semitic or
not? Oh, hell no. Okay. I'm hell no. Anti-Semitic. But here's the danger that AIPAC runs. They've been too cute by a half. They've tried to get Mike Johnson, and he's willingly done this, conflate in resolutions on the House floor that anti-Zionism equals anti-Semitism. Or even worse yet, that if you don't support Benjamin Netanyahu's war in Gaza, then you're anti-Semitic. That's absolutely false, and it does Jewish Americans a big disfavor to equate the two.
I mean, this is insane. Now let's, and Nick makes a good point. Because this is like everybody that's rich and powerful, the royalty, you name it. But, I mean, you look at the rich Jews that have had 5, 6 generations of wealth, and, I mean, I've seen them on TV, I've been around them. They're like retarded, like any other super rich people. I mean, Adelson, all of them are just retarded. And they're all bullied in their own cult. Sorry, I didn't give more money. Adelson said before he died, sorry, I wasn't born in Israel. Oh, God, I'll give you everything I got. It's all just like the Muslims. They just get more and more radical, more and more crazy, more and more, you know, in their cult. Here's a clip, and we'll go to Nick Fuentes on this, of Hegseth campaigning the Pentagon with this clown, and by the way, they keep saying it's $13 million. I looked it up. It's over $20 million we know from Israel lobby. The most expensive congressional thing ever. That's just on top of it. I mean, what? So they can win this. They can steal this. But it backfires big time. I want to get Nick's take on that. But here's Hegseth. Our military actively involved domestically in our politics. This is illegal as hell.
President Trump does not need more people in Washington who are trying to make a point, especially from his own party. He needs people willing to help him win, to vote with him when it matters the most. And too often, Thomas Massey has acted like his job is to stand apart from the movement that President Trump leads instead of strengthening it.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth making a detour from the Pentagon to the campaign trail on Monday, campaigning for Ed Gallrein. He's the Republican running against Thomas Massey here in Kentucky. It was very unusual to see a defense secretary actually campaigning.
Yeah.
He said he was doing it in his personal capacity, which is allowed by law, but unusual because, of course, this is the time of war. But Congressman Thomas Massey is one of the biggest critics of the Iran war.
A sustained war with Iran will not stabilize the region. It's already ignited the region.
And Hegseth used that as a rationale for why he believes it's time to defeat Massey and elect Gallrein.
And that's what warfighters do. They stand behind leaders and have their back. And they understand that in the middle of a fight, you don't weaken your own side. You advance to the objective.
Now, there's no doubt this is one of the most expensive House primaries in the country. but Hegseth coming here to Kentucky to deliver the president's personal support for Gallrain, and most importantly, why he believes Kentucky voters should send Massey out of office.
Okay, so let's stop right there. When the left said last year and this year that Trump was preparing to use the military against us with ICE, and it was illegal, and don't follow orders, that was pure crap. But never, and I've looked it up, never has a defense secretary gone around and campaigned. We elect people, they fund the military, and the military follows the president's order. You don't run around as Secretary of Defense speaking out against elected representatives and campaigning against them. This is the military directly involved in our politics, not just the CIA running all these Navy SEALs. So this is so dangerous and so wrong, and that's why when I saw that, I said, that's it. Whatever they got to do, he's not winning tonight, in my view, barring a miracle. Or if he does win, they're going to kill him. I'm not saying Heg said this. I'm just saying the Israel lobby, what do you think the Nick point is? I'm going to shut up. Thanks for letting me rant.
Well, you're totally right. It's a total breakdown in the checks and balances. It's, and people don't usually think of it in those terms, but Thomas Massey is in the House. The House has the power of the purse. The House is what funds the military. Now you have the leader of the Pentagon interfering in a House race. So you're right. This is all backwards.
This is like your dog growling at you and biting you at the dinner table because you don't give it your steak.
Yeah, it's something like that. I mean, I think the analogy to rework it, it would be even worse than that. I mean, it's a horrible situation. And, you know, here's the thing. What's funny about this, it's so obvious what is going on. This is the most expensive race in terms of ad spend in history, they say. Most expensive primary. It's $32 million in total just in ads. I think $20 million purely from the Israel lobby for Gallrain. And we all know why that is. It's because Thomas Massey is the most vocal critic of the Israel lobby in Congress, and specifically in the Republican conference, in the Republican Party in the House. He voted against foreign aid, voted for release of the Epstein files, voted in favor of the War Powers Resolution against the Iran war, and he called out AIPAC and their handlers on Tucker Carlson's show. What's interesting, though, and I said this on my show, is that they're now all trying to make this about Trump. Even if you watch Pete Hegseth's speech, he says, well, why is Thomas Massey a problem? He is not with the team. He's not supporting Trump in a time of war. He's not voting with our movement.
That's right. They're deflecting to Trump. And does he have the power to run the party when in really it's all about Israel?
Exactly. They're hiding behind him. And the press is letting them do that because that line is coming from the White House and the Israel lobby. They're trying to basically guilt trip or bully everybody and say, oh, if you're with Thomas Massey, you're against Trump. If you're not, or rather, here's the other thing. So Massey did not vote for the big, beautiful bill. The big, beautiful bill allocated $200 billion for DHS to do ICE, border wall, deportations. So now they're trying to say, no, no, no. It's got nothing to do with Israel or the Israel lobby or AIPAC. They're saying, no, it's about border security, which is like the most dishonest inversion. They're not only saying it's not about Israel. They're saying actually it's about the border. So if you're for Thomas Massey, you're not for the border and Trump's border policies and all this kind of stuff. And I want to point out, I made this point on my show last night. This is the most damning thing you can hear. In 2024, you had Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley trying to primary Trump for the presidential nomination. If you recall, Trump was being raided at Mar-a-Lago, got indicted in New York and Georgia by the DOJ. And I seem to recall that Miriam Adelson and the RJC and AIPAC, the whole Israel lobby, they were all behind DeSantis from the very beginning. So DeSantis was their first choice, and then when it was clear that he had a failure to launch by June, let's say, of 2023, then they started to rally around Nikki Haley by the fall of 2023, and they were going to have her win second place in New Hampshire, and then she was going to win her home state of South Carolina, and then she was going to take it to the convention. It was only at the very end, when it was clear that Haley and DeSantis would not win, that they fell in line behind Trump. So wait a second, you're telling me AIPAC, RJC, Paul Singer, Miriam Adelson, they poured $20 million plus into this race to punish Massey for his disloyalty to Trump. Well, where was all that loyalty to Trump when he needed it the most during the primary in 23 and 24? It doesn't even make sense. They're just hiding behind him.
But it goes back even further to all of them, the Ben Shapiros and the Mark Levins were all, and Lindsey Graham, all never Trumpers in 2016.
And that was 10 years ago, exactly. So literally from the beginning, from 16, 15, all the way through to a couple of years ago, there's no loyalty to Trump. There's no loyalty to Trump among the neocons, the Israel lobby, Jewish lobby. It just isn't there. But that is now going to be the narrative. And I read this in the New York Times yesterday and NBC and all the other papers. They're all saying this election is a referendum on Trump. And that, mark my words, tomorrow's news today or tonight's news this afternoon, that is going to be the narrative they go with. They're going to say, and it looks like in the betting markets, Gallerine, they say, has a 60% chance of winning.
Yeah,
if he wins, that's what they're all going to say. They're going to say this was a referendum on whether Trump has influence over the party. Thomas Massey lost. That means Trump is still the top dog. And of course, everybody knows the clear subtext is it's all about the Israel lobby. So, you know, there's layers
and
to
CNN
the deception.
CNN is an audience of one, and so is Fox. They literally tell people that, where they have the fake polls, 100% of Trump supporters support the Iran war. Trump is literally lapping this up. In fact, that's what I was told by a bunch of insiders, not just Tucker, but others. They used to fight in the different lobbies, and there was kind of a fight early on, and he didn't know how things worked, and it was kind of Trump, but he had all these groups against him, and the Obamas, the Clintons, and the CIA. Israel kind of went with them. Netanyahu went with them, congratulated Biden, the first foreign leader to do it, and they stole the election 2021. Then they came into the rescue when Trump was indicted and all that the last year and said, we'll get behind you and pony up the media money. Suddenly Trump saw kind of the media soften some. And I think it's out of survival. I agree. It's not even the Epstein thing. Trump just said, I'm throwing in the towel. I'm going with this group. And Israel's got designs, not just on controlling foreign policy. They want control of the whole country. They're bragging about it. That's why I finally just said, and I've always been measured and criticized Israel when they need it, but I didn't want to make this the whole, you know, shooting match. It is right now. It's not just that Israel's the number one threat to the country now. It is by light years. It is existential that this is out of control, and it is a rogue, insane group with wild eyes saying we declare war on Europe. I mean, it's just cuckoo town. So knowing how crazed and arrogant, bravado, hubris-filled, chutzpah-filled Israel is right now, what's going to happen here? Here's what I'm saying. I know how these people operate. And it was Netanyahu in charge of 9/11, clearly. They're going to false flag our ass. The way they say, oh, nukes are going to go off. I think they're going to set a nuke off in New York or Chicago and literally say that, or Austin, Texas. If I was them, and I don't think like them. My vision isn't theirs, but I can get in their heads. I think they've already got a nuke probably inside the U.S., Nick. Or they'll hit Israel. Maybe they blow up an Israeli city or something. I'm serious.
I hope that's not the case, but you can never rule it out because that is exactly how they operate. That's how they've operated for, what Mossad's motto is, Israeli intelligence, their motto is by way of deception. So that is literally baked into the cake. They also say we'll rise and kill them first. So this is and always has been how they operate. And here's the way that I see it. And I think we're on the same page on this. They seem to be going down in flames right now. Netanyahu's going to face his reelection.
Which is why they'll do the false flag.
Right. Well, and the Iran war is not panning out. And so you have to ask yourself this question. They've come this far and you think about the stakes for them, what they have to lose, because right now, wild eyes, ambitious is how you have to look at it. They're talking about world domination. So do you think they're going to let this little play, this once and for all attack against Iran, they're going to let the window of opportunity close,
no.
Shrug their shoulders, throw their hands up and say, oh, well, you know, we tried it. We tried to win. Guess we didn't get it.
No, that's the talking point. They said, we will not let this window close.
Exactly. So how are they going to restart that momentum? Well, how did this whole thing get started? October 7th. October 7th was a stand down order. And that pretext has been the rolling justification for everything. Lebanon, Gaza, the Houthis, Iran, the whole enchilada. So what it clearly suggests is that there's going to be another little triggering event, another little pretext where they're going to get another
round of momentum. So let me get your
guesstimation.
Let me get your dead right reckoning. Does Israel hit itself or do they hit us?
I think they hit us or Europe.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's the play because that's the only thing that's going to get the U.S. to do what needs to be done in Iran, which is a ground war, a nuke. You know, clearly the stalemate is a result of the U.S. has no good military options in Iran that the public will support right
now.
Yeah,
having
that's
some
the important
Muslim
caveat.
Drive a truck bomb into a synagogue ain't going to cut it. Israel's going to go big. In fact, I'm... People ask all these predictions. I get so much data, and then it just comes to me. I think Israel's getting ready to nuke us. I mean, they're declaring war on Europe. You're right. They might want to teach Europe and say Iran, it won't make any sense, but they'll just nuke Paris.
Well, and that'll get Europe behind them. That'll get the U.S. behind them. That'll get, they will create a climate of fear and terror, which is, I mean, I believe they are a satanic force. That is how they operate. They will create a climate of fear and terror where the only option will be the whole world uniting against Iran. Yeah. U.S. can't do it alone.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm like a computer that just works on something, because the subconscious is way more powerful than the conscious, and I'm just, what pops out is false flag, nuclear false flag, danger, danger. I'm just like, all the lights are flashing.
Could be a zero-day thing as well. It could be some kind of cyber attack. There's been a lot of rumblings about that at Davos.
Oh, yeah, and Iran after the pandemic. Brings down the power grid or bring, oh, of course, yeah.
You know, they have that Netflix show about that. I mean, they're always doing that kind of predictive programming. You think about, there was a show on Netflix, Zero Day, and then there was another show, Leave It All Behind. And they're both kind of predictive programming these scenarios where it's either a nuclear conflict or it's some kind of advanced cyber attack. But I think that has been at the front of my mind, or back of my mind, ever since October 7th, that they're going to need another 9/11, a new Pearl Harbor, a new Pearl Harbor.
What do we do to stop it? I guess we're doing it right now.
I don't think there's anything. I think if they're going to do something like that, they'll try to find a way to neutralize us first, algorithmically and on social media. And if that doesn't work, jail, assassination, whatever, discrediting the Cass Sunstein option. But I think they're going to try to neutralize us if they go that route.
I mean, we're big boys. All the other stuff's failed.
Right. It's true. That being said, I think that they also don't want to create martyrs. I think they saw what happened with Charlie Kirk. And, you know, then that turned it its own thing. I mean, that got a little weird for a little while. But I do think that, look, if something like that happens, it's going to be pretty obvious. The public's going to be an open revolt. I don't know that you can necessarily do a 9/11 because we have the internet now and the trust in the institutions is so low.
No, I agree. A cyber attack or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I'm only saying that, you know, for them to pull something like that off, they're going to need credibility as well. And that's not going to work if, like, you, me, Tucker, Candace, all the big names are saying, nah, that was fake. That was an Israeli op. It's not going to work if we're all still standing. So there's going to need to be something.
Attack bringing down the web. And, oh, don't worry, it's going to come back in a few months. That would be the perfect time.
Right. Disorganize, disorient everybody. Maybe that's the play to war game it out. But I would not put it past them even for a second. And look, they did it with the pagers. The pager attack, that should have been the biggest red flag that is what they're capable of. And that's how they operate.
Stuxnet?
Stuxnet virus. Yeah, exactly. In Iran.
All right, we got one more segment left. I've asked a lot of questions here. I got some other ones I want to get to. And something Candace Owens just did, this Hunter Biden thing, the new club stuff. But what else is on your radar when we come back? What else do you want to tell people, Nick Fuentes?
Well, we can talk about 2026 and the midterm elections. We could talk about Democrats and Republicans. We hit Thomas Massie. Trying to think. It's been a little bit slow. For me, the two big things on my radar are just Iran, Thomas Massie, midterm elections. We could talk a little bit about
Are you saying it's a slow news day? My God, it's a total. But what I'm saying is, do you agree? I have a feeling, and by that I mean there's so much evidence, they put so much into this, I don't see how they don't steal it or do something. You think Massie loses tonight?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, when it comes to these primaries, you don't get very reliable polling. I think it's a 50-50. I know the odds say 60-40. I really think it's a coin toss.
But if they aren't able to steal it from him, I mean, he looked at that like, I think they're going to kill him.
It's possible. I mean, it's certainly, but then again, like I said, then they make another martyr. I don't know that they want to necessarily do that because then that just raises his profile, but I would not put anything past them. So I'm a little conservative when it comes to predicting whether someone's going to get killed. I think that's pretty drastic.
But I'm just saying, look at the climate we're in though. You have the Israeli defense minister saying they declared war on Europe.
That being said, that's a lot of rhetoric, I think.
He says it's not an idle threat. Just watch.
But I mean, that's true. They're a little fanatical over there, but I mean, that would be pretty dramatic because he's also a sitting congressman. So it's not like he's just a candidate. That's a sitting congressman. They're going to take him out after they spent $20 million trying to unseat him. That'd be a pretty dramatic, overt operation. But then again, so was Epstein taking him out. Sometimes they like to send that message. Sometimes they like to do something. And you know they did it. And they know, you know.
It's a message to everybody. That's the point.
Right. Yeah. So I think you're right. You can't put it past him 100%. But
oh my God,
I think this other guy's going
to
win.
I just wish I didn't have to be part of this. This is so insane. It doesn't end well for anybody. We'll talk about ways that he escalates this and all the other issues with Nick Fuentes. The midterm's coming up in 6 months and more. Nick J. Fuentes on Rumble. Be sure and follow him there in his America First movement. And we'll be right back. Stay with us. I am InfoWars. Creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a revision show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made on average are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity, and our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, if you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, and you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news. It's on tomorrow's news today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth. So we all move forward. Win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level. And I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago. Why I do what I do. I just did what I did. And I let her look back at how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's ultramethylene red, a proprietary product. It works great with methylene blue, but by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture, just concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. Has no crash, no junk, no watered-down formula. Just clean daily support people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. You know, if you're a prescriber, a subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel any time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer. Even salesmen, I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I put it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that and found some and was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, and any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work and they fund the operation.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
With Nick Fuentes, pretty well-spoken, smart guy. You wouldn't believe that. Watch the media just like they do with me. They cherry-pick stuff. They lie. They take stuff out of context. They have sources. They're liars. It's just what they do. It's a standard operating procedure. But pulling back from all of this, the good news is humanity's waking up to elites in general. Big victory getting what we got out on Epstein. Big victories on so many fronts. Time is on our side. And as governments, corporations, and groups try to squeeze people, it's backfiring. But, Nick, the midterms. Now, this is something I don't want to say I even overall disagree with you, but I have trouble with it in general. You say punish the Republicans, any party in almost every case that wins the main election, general election, for people that don't know, no, most of you do, loses about 95% of the time in the midterm, but then that catapults them generally with a better shot of winning in the general election. But then the issue is, I know you don't like J.D. Vance, not compared to Marco Rubio, the neocon. He's an angel cake. But in the polls, it's Rubio's, you know, and not on the grassroots, people like him better for whatever reason. So looking at that, how does voting Democrat, when they're just going to open the borders again and, you know, probably try to pack the Supreme Court. How does that, I mean, I get that would definitely punish the Republicans, but Lindsey Graham said a few days ago on Fox News, he doesn't care about losing the midterms. So a lot of the neocons in a way want to do that and go back to power sharing with the Democrats. So I've heard your arguments, but convince me of why this is the right way to go. Because here you are endorsing Massey, you know, in the primary, would you endorse him then over the Democrat if he wins? I mean, I'm trying to understand this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I endorse him in the primary, endorse him in the general. But I do believe that in this race, we got to take a couple steps back. And the reason being is because, look, like this administration's a complete and total failure on the two things it promised to do. I think the reasons that they voted for Trump, and by they, I mean Republicans, there are really three big issues. They wanted no new wars. They wanted mass deportations because Biden brought in 10, 20 million illegal aliens. And they wanted inflation under control. Those were the big three. Well, we are in a new war with Iran. The war in Ukraine is still going. There's no mass deportations. They effectively canceled those, and they didn't even really try. And then inflation is now ticking back up at the fastest pace in 2-3 years since 2023. The new number came in from April. I think it's 3.8% it's going up by, and it's only going to get worse as the effects of the energy shock are priced in. So you look at those big three and you can just objectively say, okay, they failed. They let us down. And what's more, and I said this to Steven Crowder, it's not that they couldn't keep the promises. They chose not to, and they were hoping that we would continue to support them anyway. Like with mass deportations, they have $200 billion from the Big Beautiful Bill for mass deportations. That was the whole point. And like, think of what they did. They cut Medicaid by $800 billion to support a 10% permanent reduction in the corporate tax cut. And the give me for the Republican base was, well, this is okay because we're going to give you $200 billion to build the wall, have the deportations, hire the ICE agents, buy the detention centers. And by the way, it took about 6 months for that money to hit DHS. Took them 6 months to hire 10,000 ICE agents. They've only started to buy these detention centers. So it was just about at the beginning of the year when they were able to keep the promise. And what happened is the mass deportations became unpopular. And not only that, but they also threatened to derail the economy because you start deporting people from the Hyundai production facilities, the meat processing plants, from the Home Depot parking lots, from, as Trump calls them, the luncheonettes, from hospitality, from the farms. Now the donors are going to get upset because it's like the donors profit from the cheap labor. So Trump effectively said, we're not doing it anymore. We're not going to deport illegal aliens that have jobs because it's going to hurt Wall Street. It's going to hurt the donors.
And they're bringing in 50 million Chinese worker visas.
Yes, and he defended that.
Student visas.
He defended that in Beijing last week. He said, well, we need the Chinese to buy the farmland. We need the Chinese students to support the universities. So they made a conscious decision to betray us on Iran, on deportations. And I think there's literally no other option other than to say, we're going to vote for the enemies of every Republican that did this. Thomas Massie is one of the only.
That. If people do their studying and vote for America First, good candidates. But then, I can see then not voting for rhinos because they're almost even worse. That makes sense. So yeah, maybe, and I know you've been more nuanced in media explain what you said. So you're being clear. Do your research and do not vote for neocon pro nuclear war Israeli operative Republicans.
I mean, you could, that's so much longer though. That's a mouthful because there's really like two Republicans that are good.
But I could support that, but I could support, oh, there's a lot of them. Come on.
Come on, there's Ken Paxton, who's excellent in Texas.
By the way, Trump just endorsed him over Cornyn. Did you see that?
I did, and that is actually a really refreshing surprise, because I thought he was going to go for Cornyn. He's been getting cucked by the Senate for a long time, so that's an excellent endorsement. Massey's great. Fishback in Florida. I mean, there are some bright spots, but by and large, I mean, you know, we're doing this project at my nonprofit. We're going to rate every congressman looking at their voting record. How America First are they on immigration, foreign policy, trade? And what we found, we looked at the data, is it's like every Republican is an F, is a C, a D, an F on America First. So that's why I say, look, we're just voting Democrat. There's some exceptions. Those are some of them. Paxton, Massey, Fishback. These are good guys. But by and large, the Republicans let us down and they got to be punished. Now, I will make it clear. I want a Republican to win in 28. To me, that's a different ballgame.
Yeah, but who would that be? So let's bring up the main field. It's two people, and that's Rubio and Vance. So
I want it to be neither. And that's the other reason why you say Democrats winning the midterms will help the Democrats. Yeah, I want them to hurt everybody in the administration because Democrats will have oversight powers in the House. I want them to impeach Trump. I want them, and I don't want them to get a conviction, but I want them to make the indictment. I want them to subpoena everybody. I want this administration to slide further in the approval ratings. That's the only thing that's going to make an opening. Because what a lot of people don't maybe understand, and you understand this because you understand politics, the way it's shaping up right now is that it is a two-man race. It's a classic two-man. It's Vance, it's Rubio. The party will coalesce behind one of them, and probably the other one will bow out, if it's even a fight at all. And
so why are you mainly on Vance's ass when, I mean, I'll just tell you point blank, I think he's way better than Rubio.
I probably agree with that. However, I still don't think Vance is acceptable. I don't think either of them are acceptable. And I think that both need to be severely weakened by their proximity to the Trump administration so that someone else, the only way that we're going to get anyone else is if the Trump administration becomes so unpopular that people have an appetite for someone
that isn't in the Trump administration. Anyways, we need to, I hope Trump would do better, but we need to devalue him and get him off the plate. The insider trading makes Pelosi blush. I'm not going to lie to people. It's over the frickin' top. He says he's going to pardon the entire administration. This is a disgrace. I will not tie my name.
And I think it should, they should feel this pain. And look, Vance and Rubio are part of this administration. I want them to go down with the ship, basically, because that's the only way there's going to be room for somebody else. You know, we want a competition. We want a primary. We want another option. Another option will not even.
Do you think a Massey Paul ticket?
No, I don't want a libertarian. And I like Thomas Massey, but I don't think he's presidential material. Well, I'm thinking
who?
There can
who?
Be.
Who?
I have some people in mind, but I don't want to blow up their spot. I don't want them to be the Fuentes candidate or something like that. But I think there's some other people that have talked about running in the past, and I don't want to make any announcements or anything.
Let's stop there because we're almost out of time. I got a few other issues I want to hit with you. Let's talk about, at the end of the day, what really matters, where people can do something. Okay. You're not a whiner. I know how much you've been debanked. We have the same lawyer put on the no-fly list. They just took your banking away again. We are under constant attack. I don't whine to listeners and viewers, but this is literally a mission for us. People try to come kill Nick at his house, try to put me in prison, all of it. I need your support, all right? And it is so essential you go to the AlexJonesStore.com. the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements. Got to buy one, get one free on the very best iodine that's a missing link, the very best methylene blue, buy one, get one free for 48 hours, and a bunch of other sales. We need support. This is a war. Don't just take it for granted that Nick and I are out there. Yeah, we're stronger for our scars, but still, without you backing us, we're like sailing ships without wind. We ain't going nowhere. We become becalmed. So I need you to realize, listeners, that I'm not a whiner and neither is Nick, but everything is about you, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. TheOpticStore.com. And Nick's got great t-shirts and great hats and everything else. And then what is that? FointestStore.com. It is so essential because I know Nick wants to do a lot more. He's talked about it. He wants to do more shows. He wants to expand. You're either expanding or you're dying. Fish don't stay the same size in a pond. You got to get big to survive in this, okay? And I'm chewed up. I'm fighting hard, but I'm asking all of you respectfully, support us right now at Fuentes.store. Amazing designs, all of it. And support me at TheAlexAndStore.com. That is a commitment you make to yourself. If you don't back, you know, most revolutionaries and communists rob banks and kidnap people for money. We don't do that. We just sell you great products. So, Nick, speak about what you've been through. And I know it would take days to go through, but just a recap of that. So people understand, you want men and women in the arena? We're doing it together. I'll do it if you don't support me. But we can do so much more if you support. You want people to stand up and fight for you? We're doing it. We're under major attack. You've got to back your champions. Nick Fuentes.
Well, it's true. And a lot of people don't realize that. The point about having to be big to survive is 100% correct. And I'll just tell you, even recently, a lot of people like to think that now that I've gone viral, I'm on Instagram and everything. People say that I don't really have it hard anymore. I hear it sometimes. People say they let him, the elites, the Israel lobby, they let him come back. We had a problem last week. We've been using for several years a payment processor called Entropy. They provided a service. They did the super chats for us on the show. I don't take sponsorships. I don't do ads. I don't get paid by Rumble. I don't get paid by the platforms. The only way I made money was through viewer donations. People watch the show. They tip me $20 is the minimum. I read their chat on the air. The processor that does that service for us was called Entropy. Well, a couple weeks ago, the Canadian Broadcasting Company, which is state-run media, launched an investigation into Entropy. Now, Entropy is headquartered in Asia. I'm not going to say where. They do their payment processing in Europe. The CBC sent a reporter to Asia to literally knock on the door of their residence doing this investigative report about how they're processing payments for me, and all their banks shut them down the next week. The whole enterprise shut down a week after that report came out. So this service that we've used for, I think, maybe 3-5 years, they processed tons of my payments. They got shut down because a Canadian state-sponsored media outlet.
$800 million a year from the Canadian government to the media. Let's explain how this works. Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy headed up the group that would harass me and everybody else. They would target any sponsor, harass them. They would drop us. Same thing. Now, with the Onion guy with Bloomberg funding, he was the guy that did that at MSNBC. Okay, so people understand this is how they do it. So people need to understand this is not some cakewalk. This is 100% real, as you can see. You know, people, we fought so long and saved InfoWars so long, they go, oh, that's fake. It's not, you know. No, this is 100% real, and it's only those of you supporting us that's doing this. And you're absolutely right, Nick. I've seen you tell your audience, the way to beat tyranny is become successful and to back people that back you. And you know, we need the funds. It is so simple. And I saw those articles starting a month ago all over the place. You know, Nick Fuentes raises $900,000 a year off Super Chats. That's nothing, ladies and gentlemen, when you've got to run all this and pay for servers and all of it. And Nick needs security. So do I. We've got it. But we are maxed out in war mode against the globalists. You want people to literally engage in the frontline war. We're doing it. This is it. This is the real deal. So TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there. Become a VIP. $30 a month. Canceling time for free. Get $40 of special offers. Go to Fuentes Store. Great designs. And support him. Because, Nick, you don't do that enough. And I've told you privately. You know, and I've told you, and I know you're smart. I told you when you were here like a year ago, we were at dinner. I said, you got to get big, you got to expand, or they're going to eat you. And folks, we've got to get more hosts. We've got to expand. Okay, you expand or you die. You expand or you die. And right now, they've got me frozen, and we are like, you know, just on the edge of this. I'm firing the bat signal. I need your support. And it's so simple. If you don't back the people that back you, folks, you're suicidal. Nick Fuentes.
Totally true. That's totally how it is. And you got to consider, I mean, on the other side, it's an unlimited war chest. When you're talking about DOJ, ADL, SPLC, who they just indicted last week, which was actually really positive, SPLC has $800 million in an offshore bank account. I got a call from the Washington Post. You mentioned they did this big spread about me talking about my super chats. They said, we did an AI program. We took a screenshot of your show every 1 second for a year. We found you raised $900,000. I want to say to the Washington Post, SPLC has $800 million in some offshore Caribbean bank account or something like this, some kind of arrangement like that. Where is the microscope on that source of funding? Where is the microscope on that kind of influence from the far left, from the institutional right? It just isn't there. Well, and you're right.
Let me tell you, Joseph Farah at WorldNet Daily, great guy before he had a stroke, still a great guy. This is like 12 years ago now or whatever. He sued and got the Clinton Foundation documents, not their global initiative, the actual library in Little Rock. And you know what the first meetings at the White House were? And before they got in the White House, he was president-elect. It was about Clinton Chronicle documentary makers and some newsletters, and they said conservatism and populism is very popular. If we let these little things operate, selling T-shirts and VHS tapes, it will grow into a grassroots and will be defeated. So we've got to audit them, sue them, try to put them in prison, put the DOJ on them, just like targeting Christian NGOs. It's the same deal. Okay, folks, they are scared of a populist economy. In a war, it is literally your insurance. If conservatives look at the Israel lobby, they put their money in, they run everything. My God. And by the way, the SPLC is globalist intelligence agencies. They infiltrated us. They tried to set us up. They did everything. Folks, we are literally taking on. Let me tell you, the SPLC is a NATO group. Literally, I have the documents. I've covered it decades ago. Run so the CIA can hide it under NATO. Okay. SPLC is literally German intelligence, okay? MI6 and Mossad, okay? That's who we're up against, okay? And, of course, they run all the Nazi groups that get up there with low IQ crap and you know, who's the Nazis in the red outfits, Blood Tribe, and all that crap. But notice who wasn't on the list as an agent. Wasn't Nick Fuentes. It wasn't Alex Jones. You don't have high IQ, eloquent people calling for all this stuff. You think the globalists want us? That, but the people, it was always the white supremacists, like I told you, literally saying I was a Jewish agent because I was high IQing all of this. They are doing that as a talking point on purpose, Nick.
That's 100% right. That is how they operate. I think I talked about that when you first got sued by the Sandy Hook parents.
Democrat Party, yeah.
Right. The left-wing activist that basically sought out a plaintiff to destroy you is really what happened. But I said he did even back then. There is a deep relationship between free speech, money, and political opposition. A lot of people think free speech is about the ability, like this recent case last week, to be vulgar. It's about going out in public and saying obscenities or something like this. The purpose of free speech is political speech, and specifically political opposition.
Political is the most protected.
Yes, and specifically opposition, because it is political speech that is opposed to the regime, which poses the biggest threat, because speech is what organizes people. Speech is what gets people to vote. Speech is what gets people to rally and so on. And according to the Supreme Court, speech is money. According to Citizens United, the reason there's unlimited spending on super PACs from the rich is because they say giving somebody a dollar is a form of speech. And so what you find is that the size of your megaphone or platform is determined by money. If you have billions of dollars, you can buy the Washington Post. You can buy Twitch. You can buy a platform. In other words, you can buy the megaphone.
You can buy TikTok. And then that's the thing.
Right.
I have these meetings off record, and I don't violate it because it's not criminal. So if I have a private meeting with a globalist, and I've probably had 20 of them over the years, higher and higher levels, the very highest levels, Kissinger tried to give me a job in front of a producer so I could talk about it because they didn't say that was secret, so I went and told it. Before they all sued me, they had this top Republican law firm that I had writing reports to the president because he would ask, well, give me a report, say, and then one guy that ran it's like wife was the head of a major federal agency, and I meet with them. They go, oh, so people want to meet with you. Can you come to town next week? So I'm up at this big high rise. It looked like network with the big table and the green lights and all that. And they go, listen, you're about to get sued for all this stuff. You're going to be destroyed. But if you come in and work for us, you'll be a fact checker, reform guy. how's $50 million a year for your salary sound? And I said, no. And they went, well, you're going to be destroyed. You know that? You're really a fool. We don't get paid that. They said, you're so talented. Oh, you're so great. Kissing my ass. And I said, no. Then they tried to go to my family and people to get them on board. Okay? So my point is these people that said this for money, I'll die for this. I've already turned down $50 million. Roger Ailes, 15, 16 years ago, tried to hire me to do a weekend show for 6 months. We'll put you on top of the thing. Limbaugh had heart problems. They thought he would die early. He was out in Hawaii. They said, we want you to put you on Limbaugh's show right now. My point is, I am proven. So are you. We are proven to tell the truth. We are proven under attack. And it is so retarded for people to deny otherwise. And I know how real the New World Order is because I could snap my fingers and still sell out, but it's impossible because I won't sign on to all this evil crap they're involved in. Go ahead.
Me neither. Me neither. And you're totally right. I mean, that it is a gatekept situation. The only people that are allowed to rise to those levels are people that have been through that initiation process. So,
and I'll just say this off record. I'm not going to say names or anything. I've advised you with some of the top globalists, you know, or quasi globalists, the top people want to meet with you. I said, don't meet with them because you're going to sell out to them. It's a weird thing, though, that if you at least said no to them, then it's like a different deal. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm worried about you, buddy.
I'm worried about me too, but fortunately I haven't met with anybody and nobody's tried to bump me off or anything, at least as far as I know, except for what happened a couple of years ago.
They've sat around talking about whacking you, buddy. Like, you know, that's been discussed.
Yeah, I assume so. But I put on the art, we all have to go at some point. So
I agree. All I'm saying is I want them to know they're on the, I tell you, these globalists I've known over the years, they now are actually went out of it. That's how much trouble they're in. They're all building bunkers.
Mm. We got to get in the bunker business, man. You and me. Which country are we going to when a Democrat wins in 28?
They say the Southern Hemisphere is a lot safer in a nuclear war, but I think it's still all going to collapse under that. Well, listen, in closing, we got 2 minutes left. Nick Fuentes, another amazing interview, probably the best ever. I hope Massey wins tonight. I'm not making a prediction. I just have a bad feeling. But maybe I'm wrong. I'll be up late tonight covering it. You'll be on. You doing a live stream tonight?
Yes, I'll be on, I think, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and we'll be covering all the results from the race. Hopefully he pulls it out, but it doesn't look good right now, at least in the betting markets.
Well, you never have guests. I want on your show.
We're kind of changing our configuration here. We're going to do it. I'm going to start having guests. I'd like to have you up in Chicago. Let's do it in person.
I'll come. Absolutely. Nick J. Fuentes on Rumble, FuentesStore.com. In closing, could Trump die in office?
I think it's possible. It's looking like he's not looking so good. He's fallen asleep. He's got makeup on both of his hands. He bragged that he figured out a dementia test. I guess they gave him a test to see if he had dementia, and he was bragging about it like he aced this exam.
His ankles are as big as my thighs.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like crap, and he's getting up there in age. He's not sounding good, so I think there's a good chance of that. And I don't know that a lot of people would be unhappy with that, because, look, he's got the lowest approval ratings of any contemporary president. He's approaching the levels of Bush during the failing war in Iraq in the 2008 recession.
Yeah, he's got to be proud of himself hitching his wagon to the sinking Zionist.
Yeah, I hope he is. Well, here's the problem. He's delusional. He's out there every day saying, we won the war, their navies. I don't even know that he's really even processed that it's failing, that it's not working. Like you said, it's CNN and Fox News. They're just gassing him up every day.
And now the Pentagon says, sorry, they can shoot our planes down. We're not hitting him. That's the biggest story, I think, is the Pentagon said, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah, they're going around him and subverting him because he is clearly not listening. They told him Iran will close the Strait of Hormuz in February. He told them, no, I don't think they will. It's just a gut feeling. I don't think that will happen.
He told Tucker, clearly, told me privately before he became on the news, Trump said, everything I always do succeeds, you just watch. A week before the war. Last time they talked.
Yeah. And look at how that's going. So that's why I'm rooting for his demise at this point. I'm rooting for him to be defeated. And you know what? They will discard him. If they see him as too much of a liability, I would not put it past them that they will just simply discard him.
And all the sycophantic Mar-a-Lago courtiers, they are so delusional. I can't wait for them to not be in the radar anymore because I'm so sick of looking at them, just like Joe Biden and Hillary. I'm just sick of them all. Nick J. Fuentes on Rumble. Talk to you soon. Thank you for the long interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Powerful. All right. Thanks, Nick. I'm going to try to call you later. All right. Harrison Smith takes over now with the War Room. Share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble. Follow us there. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble. And please support us. I need your help, folks. I can't fight the new order alone. Please help me.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.